Blog Talk Radio.
Son, and we about to get it on again this week. First, let me just say the name of this program, for all you don't know, is I Come to Make Controversy. Oh, what an appropriate song. And poor Prince, he died controversially and conspiratorially as well. So y'all ready for this? Let's get it on. Special shout out before we even get started. If y'all miss Chief Judge, I'll call him the chief judge. He's the high judge. Joe Brown was on Friday night on Sister Antoinette. And if y'all did not catch that, please catch the podcast. And he is running for mayor of, I believe, Memphis. I'm going to personally say I'm going to go down to Memphis and help out any way possible. Anytime you got a judge, one who is knowledgeable, we need these type of people. And he's running for mayor. So maybe that will bring up the music industry there and bring some more good-loving musicians to that great state of Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. Now, podcast, Wednesday night, Brother Eddie. Can't say no more. You want to know number game? Start with that one. Also, it's controversy. I asked Brother Tubbles to come on today. If he cannot, and that's fine, we're going to set up what he gives us, what he want to talk about, and we'll shoot him next week once we get confirmation. But if he come on today at the 11 o'clock hour to make controversy with you, get ready, because we will put him on. So two-way street, baby. We make it happen, even if it's a mix-up. And you know I caused it up for sure. But nonetheless, we're going to make it happen. Now, also a special shout-out to everybody who joined us last week. Appreciate your love. But this is about to get nasty up in here. You know, like Prince say, we about to get nasty. Controversy, y'all. If you don't know this already, it's the talk where facts matters. Everything is pretty factual on our program. Might be a little controversial in your mind. Could be a little conspiratorial in your mind. But nevertheless, it's the facts. And for those of you going to church, just look up the definition of gospel. And you'll find it means factual news and information. Interesting. Now, controversy. Let's go with the facts. It means to quarrel often public involving strong disagreement. Controversy is a lot of discussion and arguments about something, often involving strong feelings of anger or disapproval. Now, I said to myself, wow. Now, I do got some quotes on there. Today's program will be with a lot of controversy that is being quarreling in the public opinion of their minds. And we're going to talk about it. Before I even get started, let me throw some fire now. Anybody ever see the movie Juwanna Man, the basketball player, man who played as a woman NBA star, fell in love with Vicka Fox? I'm going to add some fire on that. Just think about that one minute. Juwanna Man, and bring that into real life perspective today. Interesting, interesting, interesting. We got some unbelievable stuff. We're going to get back on you with the real Hebrews. Please stand up. I'm going to go at y'all right away because y'all the most needed to get this information to be factual. Brother, shout out to Brother Sean Caddy. We had a wonderful conversation. Look forward to you, brother. Off air, we had a great one, so we're looking forward to us working together on some things to make these programs and information more enlightening and ecstatic to your mind. Electricity, like it lights your ass up. Anyway, let's get it started. Now, I just told you the whole first of a definition, just to get your minds ready for where we're going. But for the real Hebrews who have not yet stood up, Isaiah 34:8, one of your great Hebrew prophets, it goes on to say, 34:8, for it is the day of the Lord Yah, vengeance, and the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. Now, it's happening right now. It's a controversy right now in Zion. One, you got the black folks talking about they the Hebrewites. Two, you got white folks talking about they the Zionist nations. So right there is a controversy. Right there. A strong disagreement. Getting basketball players kicked out of the game for suspension. Scared to speak up. Most of the NBA. But ain't that happened? So Isaiah, a major prophet, not a minor, a major. You know, like music. Isaiah told you. Now, brother, let me break that 34:8 down for you. But it's vengeance. I ain't say, I'm going to love you. Come on, buddies, let's go and have a beer. I ain't say none of that shit. This is vengeance. And the year of recompense for the controversy. So there's a controversy, obviously. Just like it is today. That was before, matches which is now.
Then it goes on. Let's go to Isaiah. This is a minor. So I just gave you a major minor in music. Hosea is 4:1. That's five. I know that much, Brother Eddie. Hear the word of Lord Yah, ye children of Yisrael. For the Lord Yah have controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no facts, but it says true, but facts, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yah in the land. Now that's Hosea again. I said, man, that minor man, he said ain't no truth, ain't no truth. Y'all love fake news. Y'all love fake news. Let's be honest. You love fake news. You love everything fake. Fake titties, fake ass. Cardi B was just here in Miami live. She had to pull some silicone out her ass just to get ready. It must have been bothering her. I think it itches. I don't know. I ain't got it in my ass, but I know you women go through a lot to get an ass. So if those of you got a real ass, clap it three times for me. So that's real shit. Now, she was here. Fake. Y'all love fake. Fake everything. Fake nails. Fake everything. And you love fake news. Oh, you're in love with it, no matter what they tell you. They could tell you this week that we stopped all communications just so Biden can win, because we know you dumb niggas hate Trump, so it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. So all we do is tell you that Trump's the racist, and you'll fall for that because you got a sentimental heart for racism. And then tell you that this guy is your saving grace. Now, I want you to know that news does come across in all forms. I challenge any of you. You can do the $100 challenge if y'all really want to throw down. Where that flag came from, that Confederate flag? Where the origin of that? Somebody do an origin, because I got the paperwork. I got this. But I ain't going to tell you. Let me see if you can come up with this one. Because you got it hooked up. And what political party had it at its national convention? That would be the real one. What political party had it at its national convention? The flag just dripping all over the place. But again, controversy in the land, no mercy. He specifically said, "You, O Yisrael, Isis, Ra, Elohim." He said, "You." The three-dimensional characters, because that's three-dimensional characters. Isis, Ra, El, three-dimensional characters. So you only three-dimensional. We're going to break it down real good for you today, so even a fool can't even err. And then let's go to one more minor. So we got a major, minor, minor. Hosea again. This one is 12:2. Now, y'all try to figure this one out for me. And Lord Yah have also a controversy with Judah. And, wait a minute, hold on. Not the fourth tribe. Ain't that the reason why? Not the fourth tribe. That's another five. So you got two fives condemning. You got Hosea 4:1-5 and Hosea 12:2-5. Both of them controversy, especially with Judah. And then it goes on to say, I will punish Yaqub. Ain't that what it say? Jacob is Yaqub, really, y'all. I hope you know that. It's no J. So Yaqub. According to his ways. According to his doings, text me, internet. You have to text me. You know I can't answer the phone. Text me. It says, Lord, have a controversy with Judah, the fourth son. Oh, and the ruling tribe. You know, that's where all this rulership shit comes from, because it's the fourth son and the ruling tribe. But it's Yoda. Anyway, let's go. And the Lord, with the controversy with Judah. What? Are you okay? What happened? Something happened? You must have got the wrong person. Anyway, I don't know. Text me when you say that, please. I don't know what that's about. Now, goes on. And we'll punish Yaqub according to his ways, according to his doings, will he recompense him. Now, recompense means payback. Payback. I'm not saying this. I'm just giving you my illustration of the word so you understand how devastating a controversy is. It's strong disagreement involving strong feelings of anger or disapproval. So can the real Hebrew stand up? Because I want to see you get this recompense that y'all been hollering about, that y'all Judah stand on up so we know who Lord y'all going to get first. I say that strongly. I know they had no Hebrews coming on. It's a whole bunch all over the place, all over the country. New York, Miami, Atlanta. Come on. Could y'all stand up so we know who's going to get it? Because according to your own book that I'm reading clearly, if you can go, I can go to the Hebrew Bible too if you want to. You know, it is in Hebrew. And clearly it states Judah going to get it. The ruling tribe, supposedly in America. So I don't know what's in store, but I might give you a tidbit later. And here goes some more controversy for all you who ain't on a biblical or spiritual. Here's political. Now, while all this crap is going on, y'all watching all these, you know, different things on the air, getting your mind fixated on stupidity 101, they are passing bills all day long that you don't even know about because you watching somebody on TV or you watching somebody tell you to hate somebody on TV. See, it's all for mind control. Why you watching this, y'all been saying this for years, validation of all you dry bones out there. The bones been saying it all over the country. Y'all looking at this hand while this hand doing this hand and the other hand, if it's three hands. But this one hand, as you watching this while they was passing the House passed a bill, $858 billion defense bill, repealing vaccine mandates for troops. Uh-oh. That means they must be planning something with the troops while you looking over here at all these controversies. That's a fact right there. Now, this just proves that the vaccines and that whole program was not about health. If they could put a bill, go look it up, House passes $858 billion defense bill repealing vaccine mandates for troops. I think they may be trying to go to war. Which one y'all think? I'm going to open up the mic so we can get the controversy rolling in a minute, so get ready. And then another controversy. You thought Herschel Walker, and I said this, I had this on before they even put it on the air, but I can see it's going in a direction from what I'm reading and seeing and people saying. You can see it. This is a fact. They didn't care about Herschel Walker and Wes. That was funny. Must give you credit. Wes would have got money if he'd have bet. See, he wouldn't bet. I said, well, let's bet. He said, he would have won the money. See what I'm saying? Scared to bet. Would have won the money. Me and him laughed about that the other day. He would have won the money because Herschel Walker just was saying some crazy shit at the end. I don't know what happened. Did he go subliminal? Did the mind chip or the neural link go crazy on the time? Because no help came from him, from Trump and them. Controversy. No help came from them. They used Kemp, who's the governor who beat Stacey Abrams. Isn't that crazy? Stacey Abrams lose after she tells black men they stupid. Ain't that amazing? That's a controversy, don't you think? Well, anyway, they don't need Herschel Walker now because they had a senator, Kristen Sinema, leave the Democratic Party. So now she an independent. Ain't that something? She went independent now. So now the House up for grabs. For who? See, they knew they was going to play this game. I hope some of you knew that could see that now. Herschel Walker then was a fake thing to get your mind hooked up to that great re-election December 6th and all that craziness. Interesting. So you got that going on. Then you got my man getting time up man of the year. Now, they gave this award. I'm still so glad for that thread, y'all be. They had a one with Hitler. Now, I wonder why. I see why they hate Hitler now. Hitler on Time Magazine, man of the year, everybody. Go look it up. And the man got the Jewish people hanging on a carousel. Like a whole bunch of people hanging on a carousel while he watching from his command headquarters. I said, damn. That is crazy if that's the case. So that goes to show you. Now they got Zelensky, who's actually a dictator neo-Nazi. His whole party was neo-Nazis. I don't know if they were gay neo-Nazis, but they were neo-Nazis. Nonetheless, he risked the war. Now, he want all this money to go to war with Russia. Now, think about that. He got to get help. He ain't got nothing. Infrastructure getting blown up. They telling you they need all this money while they send it over. They sending billions. Should I talk to black folks, everybody? Let me talk to all Americans. All of America. You sending your taxpayers' money over to a foreign country who hates black folks. That's going to really show America what's up. Because they don't, Ukraine people, no, them Slavics ain't trying to help you. Nah. I'm just going to do the research. I'm going on their history right now. Like, damn, they be doing their own citizens bad. I mean, they've been dogging the Slavics people or the slave people, the Slavic slave people for millenniums. But, hey, just give them the money. Anyway, this is what they're claiming. This is coming out of Ukraine. I go to their own news. You ain't got to stay here and get fake news. It's news all over the earth that's fake. You can go over there and look at that news. But here's what it says. Columnist Stefan Lindman, a Ukrainian grim fate. This man said, thank you, NATO. He said, the Kiev mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, that must be the way the Klitschko brothers is from, and made it possible apocalypse in Ukraine this winter. They talking about apocalypse in the wintertime. Winter is December 21st. Ain't that amazing? Saying that the following, this is what he's saying now, not me, quote, Kyiv might lose power, water, and heating supplies. Now, y'all think about this for a minute, all you in the cold region. Everybody who's up in the lakes, the Great Lakes, and all the winter folks in college, think about no electricity and it's minus 10. Just think about that for a minute. And if you ain't got the power generator or the electric generator or even the gas generator, solar, something to keep basic utilities on, you could be talking about apocalyptic events. Now, this came out of Kyiv. And then last, before we open up this mic, here's the future. Now, Elon Musk, everybody. We got to talk. Elon Musk. He's saying some crazy stuff. I mean, outrageous. And the people act like they don't pay no attention to it. But he on, we showed the pictures, no real anger or upset or ask why he would wear the Baphomet. And then right after they say they're going to eat the children, we played that last week. Now they got y'all sending in posters with the Illinois State House has the Baphomet statue. Denver, I think they had other states as well, but like shipped in to the state capitol, the Baphomet with a child next to it. Now, I know it got connotations about, you know, because the goats, is, you know, they're a very powerful animal. The goats actually are needed to eat the land and fertilize it so you can, you know, so you can grow shit. So they got a spiritual connotation. But when the one wears one with the cross upside down, he wearing a red suit, I don't know we should really be undertaking this belief that he's going to save free speech. I think y'all should look at this a little strange. It's like, he's a technocrat. He ain't a Democrat or a Republican. He's a technocrat. Now, they got a clip. This is what they're working on. I'm not making this up. They want you to believe that what you eating will look like a filet mignon, but it could be grass. I'm just giving you that illustration. That's what they're working on right now. To make you think you eating whatever you eat, curry, goat, whatever you eat, roti, whatever you eat, you will visually believe you eating something, but they're going to give you something else, and it will look like that. Now, again, can that be? Well, you'll find that out today. The ultimate goal, you already know it. They already blew up the Georgia Guidestones. No fanfare from Georgia at all. That's what scares me. No investigation of how somebody can blow up these gigantic granite stones and escape when I told you with my own eyes they got cameras everywhere. But, hey, controversy, baby, controversy. And then here it is. The question today is, there are people who warned you from all walks of life. Lasu, that's L-A-O-T-Z-U, said something pretty profound that I put up today as well. Now, I want some of you, because I do, this is a hell of an approach. Love it. Didn't know he said it or did it, but I knew it's what I thought. So, if you are depressed and you are living in the past, it says, if you're depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you're always hyped up and stuff. He said, but if you are at peace, you are living in the present. I thought that was something that I would say, but he said it before me, so he deserves all the credit. So we're going to keep this program rolling. We're going to bring y'all in a minute. But I got to play something for y'all. Now, I did not say this. I did not make this up. It's not me. Don't be trying to, oh, he hate. No. I want to know why this is even being able to be out there without no discussion. Been out forever. I'm going to give you some validity to what I'm about to play. Henry Ford. Wrote about this himself in Dearborn, Michigan. Now, why he's still able to be relevant and prevalent is because, I don't know, and he was an Anglo-Saxon, I think he was a Protestant, if I'm not mistaken. He was able to say this. So are they setting up for another problem? Are they setting up for another problem? Okay, let's find out. But y'all tell me, when the real Hebrews stand up, come on and explain this to me. Oh, they took it off. Now, this is amazing, y'all. I had the Protocols of Zion on here, and it's now been erased. Don't worry about that. We got something for you, too. I want y'all to hear that. I really did. Because I want to know how somebody can say some stuff like this and be able to get away with it without no repercussions. So I'm going to try to reload it at another time. Until that time happens, we'll just keep it going. But we're going to take a quick break and get everything situated so we get the board together. And just give me 1 minute so I can find this, because I want y'all to hear this by the time we get back. And I'll bring everybody in. It's 10:28. Y'all get ready. We're about to bring y'all up in here as soon as I find my favorite, one of my favorite songs. And a bad one. Sometimes you got so much. Anthony, we got so much on this board. I tell you right now, we got so much on this board. But it is all factual and inspirational information. We'll be right back.
All of you that came out today to say
got everything in order, found everything we need. Now, I'm going to take you back a little bit. Elon Musk, I told you, is on every publication right now. Every publication claiming how he's going to fix Twitter, who he going to let on. But I just told y'all, they said they got a vengeance. God said he had, y'all had a vengeance because there was no truth or mercy in the land. Well, here it goes, and here how it works. If a man just told you who brought Twitter that they were holding information, that would be detrimental before an election. And then you are told that it was rigged. Y'all all heard that this was rigged. Now, many of you act like y'all don't believe that. Like it can't be rigged. Like, oh, nothing could be rigged. Nothing. That's why you hope something ain't right. Now, Elon Musk said this in his own word. I didn't get a chance to finish the plan, but I must hit, let y'all hear this, and I'm taking all calls right after this. The man said what they was going to do. Y'all tell me, is this not one of the greatest controversies on the planet?
Told someone else than whether AI will destroy humanity. We're like children in a playground.
This could be a huge problem for society. What are the scenarios that scare you most?
Humanity really is not evolved to think of existential threats in general. We're evolved to think about things that are very close to us, near term, to be upset with other humans, and not to really to think about things that could destroy humanity as a whole. But then in recent decades, just really in the last century, we had nuclear bombs, which could potentially destroy civilization, obviously. We have AI, which could destroy civilization. We have global warming, which could destroy civilization, or at least severely disrupt civilization.
Excuse me, how could AI destroy civilization?
You know, it would be something the same way that humans destroyed the habitat of primates. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be destroyed, but we might be relegated to a small corner of the world. When Homo sapiens became much smarter than other primates, it pushed all the other ones into small habitats. They're just in the way. You can make a swarm of assassin drones for very little money by just taking the Face ID chip that's used in cell phones and having a small explosive charge and a standard drone, and have them just do a grid sweep of the building until they find the person they're looking for, ram into them and explode. You can do that right now. No new technology is needed right now.
People do.
Probably a bigger risk than being hunted down by a drone is that AI would be used to make incredibly effective propaganda that would not seem like propaganda.
So these are deep fakes.
Yeah, influence the direction of society, influence elections, artificial intelligence. Just hones the message, check, looks at the feedback, makes this message slightly better. Within milliseconds, it can adapt this message and shift and react to news. And there's so many social media accounts out there that are not people. Like, how do you know it's a person, not a person? People in the AI community refer to the advent of digital superintelligence as a singularity. That is not to say that it is good or bad, but it is very difficult to predict what will happen after that point. And then there's some probability it will be bad, some probability it will be good. We obviously want to affect that probability and have it be more good than bad. The point at which we have digital superintelligence, that's when we pass the singularity and things become just very uncertain. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily bad or good, but the point at which we pass singularity, things become extremely unstable. So we want to have a human brain interface before the singularity, or at least not long after it, to minimize existential risk for humanity and consciousness as we know it. And another point that I think is really important to appreciate is that we are, all of us already are cyborgs. So you have a machine extension of yourself in the form of your phone and your computer and all your applications. You are already superhuman. But by far, you have more power, more capability than President of the United States had 30 years ago.
If you have an internet link, you have an oracle of wisdom. You can communicate to millions of people. You can communicate to the rest of Earth instantly. I mean, these are magical powers that didn't exist not that long ago. So everyone is already superhuman and a cyborg. The limitation is one of bandwidth. So we're bandwidth constrained, particularly on output. So our input is much better, but our output is extremely slow. If you want to be generous, you could say maybe it's a few hundred bits per second or a kilobit or something like that output. The way we output is like we have our little meat sticks that we move very slowly and push buttons or tap a little screen. And that's just extremely slow. Compare that to a computer which can communicate at the terabit level. The very big orders of magnitude differences. Our input is much better because of vision. But even that could be enhanced significantly. I think the two things that are needed for a future that we would look at and conclude is good, most likely, is we have to solve that bandwidth constraint with a direct neural interface. I think a high bandwidth interface to the cortex. So that we can have a digital tertiary layer that's more fully symbiotic with the rest of us. Like we've got the cortex and the limbic system, which seem to work together pretty well. They've got good bandwidth, whereas the bandwidth to our digital tertiary layer is weak. So I think if we can solve that bandwidth issue, and then AI can be widely available. The analogy to a nuclear bomb is not exactly correct. It's not as though it's going to explode and create a mushroom cloud. It's more like if there were just a few people that had it, they would be able to be essentially dictators of Earth, or whoever acquired it, and if it was limited to just one or two people, it was ultra smart, they would have dominion over Earth. So I think it's extremely important that it be widespread and that we solve the bandwidth issue. And if we do those things, then it will be tied to our consciousness, tied to our will, tied to the sum of individual human will, and everyone would have it. So it would be sort of still a relatively even playing field. In fact, it would be probably more egalitarian than today.
Now, before I put this on and talk to y'all right quick, he said something about drones being brought. I hope you learned it. He said drones were being brought. Guess who just brought drones, everybody? Zelensky said he's going to ram them into things and it'll blow out just with using your cell phone. Second thing he said before I bring everybody in. He said that whoever had this will be God. He said, you already a small G God already. You got more power than the president 50 years ago. That's what he said. He said, because you already, you already cyborgs. See, I told you, I feel validated today. I'm going to have a good day. I feel validated. I kept telling people, I said, you cyborgs, but I heard that. I've been hearing that. That's why I'm a Star Trekkie. I said, cyborg, all the cyborgs have something attached to their head. And now it is time to make controversy. I'm opening up the mics. 8854. You know you always in the uno spot. Let's do it.
That's Spanish for one, huh?
Yeah. Learn something. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay, before I lose my train of thought, I'm going to stick with the clip you just played, Elon Musk. Okay, the thing is, I didn't get a chance to send you out an article this morning on the thread, but that same website that we used to get the research from, there was another article published saying that the problem with Twitter, he can say all that he's going to make it free for everybody and no controversy with the free speech. But see, the problem with they're talking about that you still got the CIA, FBI operatives up in this camp. And so you get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And the article I read this morning saying that the people that's on there, they got their background and their resumes on LinkedIn, they're trying to scrub it as we speak right now. So until
wow.
you get rid of the snitches, there is going to be no – that. I mean, it ain't just with Twitter. It's all those social media platforms because
correct.
You got, you know, government operatives in all of them. So until you get rid of that construct of the social media, it's not going to be nothing free as far as free speech. And a lot of people need to start really understanding that. Now, going back again to what the clip you played in terms of people being cyborg, hey, like I said, we've been talking about this for I don't know, 2 years now with those shots. If you took that graphene-laced shot, yeah, you pretty much turned your own self into a cyborg, especially linking that up with the 5G and everything. Hey, it's a wrap. And day by day, you were talking about the distractions and everything. One of the articles that was put on the thread last week was saying that ever since the initiation of Operation Warp Speed, 1.1 million people have been dying from them shots.
Mm.
So you either, it's like either or, either you're going to be hooked up to the internet by that shot, or you're going to fuck around and just drop dead. You know, and it's been happening with a lot of apps. Now, let me go back to Prince and controversy. Now, if you look up the word controversy, as far as the numbers, it's actually a 43, which equals a 7. And ironically, Prince's birthday is June 7th. That's another 7. Gemini. Prince Gemini, Donald Trump Gemini, Kanye West Gemini.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The album... Controversy was
yes.
released October 14th, 1981. Now, that 14, that's another 5. And then from 1981 up to 2022, that's, I believe, 41 years ago. That's another 5. Now, you were talking about Ukraine. Now, I didn't look up. I just got this nice little book in the mail the other day called The Secrets of the Universe. In 100 symbols. Mm. Now, it doesn't deal with the flags, whatever, but I pulled up the swastika real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, it says as part of this, the historical beginnings, says Mezin, Ukraine, circa 10,000 BCE. And it also says that it's a powerful ancient symbol associated with the sun, good
yep.
luck, and persecution.
Yeah.
Now,
Hindu.
Check this out, y'all.
And the Hindus. Go ahead.
And the Hindu, right, that's in here. And what since you said the Hindus, it says down here at the bottom, as a spiritual symbol in Hinduism, the swastika has become an accepted and popular symbol again. Now, going deeper in the book, it says here that the swastikas have been found worldwide. That
yep.
means global, all over the damn place.
All over.
From
global.
The all over. So from the area of Kush in Africa to the Caucasus
mm-hmm.
Mountains in Russia.
In
so
Russia.
this
See, ain't that amazing?
What a lot of controversy is right now, bro, with a lot of people, and this ain't everybody. This ain't taking shots at everybody. People
right.
don't do read and don't do research. And that's why it's like the people who do the research always end up bumping heads with the people who don't, and that causes
controversy. That's why we put this together. I said, I come to make controversy. If y'all can't understand that, oh, well. This morning you put something on. I mean, the statue. All of a sudden, the statue ends up in your state capitol?
Well, see, that's not the first time that happened. That wasn't the ball for me. I think that was last year was the Christmas one. But some years ago, right before Pritzker actually got in office, the Satanic Temple had put a Baphomet statue in the state capitol. Then right after that, he got in office. Now, this new article with another symbol that was put in the state capitol, it was called the Serpent of Genesis statue. And I might have to do some more research in that one, but that was put in the state capitol also. I'm going to say it again. It's called the Serpent of Genesis.
The serpent of Genesis. That means the genes of serpent of genes of Isis. That means it could be the DNA. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be interesting. That is,
And again, I want y'all also.
And the new Illinois Department of Public Health person they just hired, he's got a law degree. He's alumni of the University of Chicago, and he's a pediatrician. So
wow.
Is that to say that now with the vaccines,
whoa,
the scheduled vaccines for the children, are the governor going to implement that, the mandate for them for the children? Oh, I forgot one thing. When you mentioned about that bill they're working on with the military now, that's not official until the Senate signs off on it, if they do it, and then Biden has to sign off on it too. And right
the
now,
passed the bill. It still got to go through.
Right, right. The House passed it, but it still has to go through the Senate, and
right.
Biden still has to sign off on it. But see,
that's
what
right.
A lot of people don't know about that bill, hidden in it is money for Ukraine. They're not
that's
telling
right.
everybody that.
That's not, and that's why I say, as he's saying that they don't have to get mandated because they may be shipping military people over there.
But see, you're a military guy too. There's another other side of that too. So it's supposed to be like $4.6 billion it's supposed to be an pay increase for the military. But see, what the problem is, the reason why, we're gonna go ahead and give them more money, but then at the same time, what they're not telling everybody, they losing people because of the vaccine mandates, and they putting people out. They don't have enough manpower.
Right, so just what you're trying to say, and I'm going to validate what you just said, it's a dummy bill for Ukraine, just to give them money.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, making sense to me. Fact
because,
matters,
because and then and think about it until the bill's signed, and then they didn't talk about the 42 military chaplains within the United States Army. They put in a lawsuit because of the vaccination, because, man, you violating our constitutional rights.
Right.
Well, the religious police.
No, we're going to be like the hermaphrodite cult. They say our body, our choice. See how it's different for you? That's why it's controversial, y'all. Y'all was man. If everybody would look up the word mandate in law, go to the Latin dictionary, go what you got to go to get. But mandate is like a dictatorial decree, a Roman dictatorial decree. But then they're telling you for the votes, my body. That's all they voted on. That's all they campaigned on was abortion. And you women did this, I hate to say it, because that was your slogan, my body, my choice. I told you it's magic, and you just heard him say he gave y'all magic. He said this is you have magical powers, all of us right now. He just told you that on that thing. Ain't that amazing? And Mickey Mouse.
Magic Johnson.
yeah, you got magic powers. And then he goes on to say, and I'm going to say this thing, thank y'all for sending all these threads out too, man. Unbelievable information. You can't even go. This is a curriculum. If we would take that thread, that would be a curriculum that would be of high. And you would have, if you had to pay, we'd be a private entity, probably be rich as hell. But since we give shit for free, it becomes like swine, pearls cast to swine. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Haven't y'all had enough of watching? Now, Mickey Mouse, y'all said this. Somebody sent me a Twitter thing. I don't know if Twitter or one of them damn things. But Mickey Mouse, and I seen it, didn't even know. I was brainwashed. I've been brainwashed so many times by Walt Disney. Mickey Mouse got a cartoon from the early days when he was just in black and white of him making cheese into Swiss cheese. And he got his dick, his hair, in this cartoon that I never paid attention to as a kid. And he takes the cheese that is regular cheese and sticks his cheese on his dick and make it and put it back on the conveyor belt, and when it got to the next Mickey Mouse, it was called Swiss cheese. I said, God damn. Now I'm gonna tell you how I know this is crazy. Didn't AOC at her meeting says Switzerland doctors say we should be eating dead people? Now I ask y'all a question. Do y'all ever look up Switzerland, the Swiss guards and all that stuff before I get take another caller? I'm gonna hear your comment on this before I take a caller. Now, isn't it strange that the Swiss Guard citizen, did you know that Switzerland, I go look up, find out, every citizen gets a weapon. Every citizen gets a weapon. Found out they don't even have vaccine mandates. They don't even have vaccine nothing. And yet, it's a neutral country. And then I get black folks talking about, we got to go to the Swiss bank. We got to go to Geneva, Switzerland to get our rights. Are you fucking idiotic baboons? I'm going to say Planet 8 niggas. Because who the hell will go to a country that does the opposite of what you've been told to do? and
that's just
all...
like going to the UN for reparations.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Somebody got to stop these fools. 67696, you are on the Helios.
Hey, Dry Bones.
What's up, my brother? I seen what you said. We're going to have to come with a new concept, but go ahead. CB, we got to find a bandwidth that is not under control, but go ahead. Love that comment you made. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to say that because everything's monitored and everybody in on it. Look, it's gonna be a time. Everybody gonna have to take sides. It's getting they wrapping war around everybody's mind because people, we don't know what to do. It's getting to that point because everything's getting hard. Inflation. You know, they're giving people $500 in St. Louis now. They trying to. They finna roll that out, you know. And then they got all women running St. Louis now. So, you know, I just had to put that news out there to let everybody know. So,
hello? Brother D.
Yeah, I'm still here. It got real quiet. Got real quiet.
Yeah, I was like, what happened, man? I thought you were gonna keep it going. I was like, wait a minute, they just stopped. Wait, was it me? I thought it was off the air.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, with all that, with Geneva, Switzerland, and all that, like all the power is over here. It's clear to see that because everybody's coming over here. But yeah, but
let's go with you. Because you've been sending some, you too, is a masterful historian and information you sent. St. Louis, the mound, the energy level there. You got the Grand Arch, which is the gateway, which is unbelievable. People don't realize the arches. That's what McDonald's, the Golden Arches, and all that stuff. In the Midwest, right? Because you're right in the middle, really. You're right there. Politically, and you tell me what you see. I want your eyes. From what you sent, far as them, do many people know that type of history is there? Like those gigantic dragon birds and all these mounds that all of us talk about. Because this is a controversy. Because why do you think you know this? I know you because you sent it. You send facts. How do they don't recognize that? I mean, what? Give me your thoughts of why they cannot see the St. Louis World Fair where Tesla came and showed the world you can have free energy. What you think happened where they can't comprehend this no more?
I see what it is. They dumbed everybody down and they got everybody focused on school. And you know what I'm saying? The reality is gone in life. That was the last of reality. They showed what man can do and what you know what I'm saying? What can be done and what can be undone. That's basically what, even that World's Fair, that can kind of give you that whole history because a lot of that history is gone. You know, just even the energy that Tesla had put on display, free energy, everybody's seen that, but it just was fun and games. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let the government take care of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's fun and games at the World's Fair, but in reality, you know, nobody think about it because that's why they got so much. It's a part of the controversy. You know what I'm saying? You can't even believe what you see right before your eyes sometimes.
That's right.
Sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, now, off the air now. Call me off the air. Tell me some good events that are coming up because I already got I got so many miles to fly. Call me off air and we'll talk. Give me some good stuff that's happening there and we'll talk about some things and we'll get together on that. Let me get some more callers. Oh, my goodness. B-Low, we got to talk because you've been putting it down. You're the vindication, baby. Keep it going.
Resurrection.
Yes, indeed.
Restoration, reveal. Everything is being revealed. Sorry about that. People text messaging me. Listen. People in the world. When you have people revealing themselves to you, revealing the truth to you, and you still ignore it and letting you know that MK Ultra been going on before my mama was born. They've been using these techniques when they brought them scientists over from Germany, the German Jews, when they brought them over here, because, see, these Jews was already here, okay? The Germans were already here. They had already established power. They already took over through wars and manipulation and torture and all kinds of shit. And not only were they over here before they brought them scientists over here, okay, and they families and whoever else that came with them that they needed to help these scientists or builders, okay? They've been creating weapons and making us weaponized for centuries, for decades, okay? And we have to realize who our enemies are, because otherwise, if we don't realize who our enemies are, we're going to keep being controlled by an entity that don't give a shit about you, want to transform you into their weapon permanently, because, see, they don't have you permanently weaponized yet. Mm-hmm. Permanently. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be permanently weaponized until you get the brain chip. And now, I sent the video because I meant to send it yesterday. Zuckerberg, Robotic Bird, he's been telling people that he is a robot or an entity that was sent over to do what he's supposed to do, is connect you to the cube, okay? And the cube is Sophia inside of a body now. And her body is going to be protected even more because they've been working on this for centuries. First, they put her in a box. You got it, the computer. Then they took her out the box. Now she got a body. A body where she can move around just like you and me, okay? Mm-hmm. Because she is an entity, which you would call the invisible entity, that's Sophia. Now she's visible. We're all are being controlled. We are super beings. The Elon Musk that you was listening to, I'm not sure if that's an old video, because
that's
it's
new.
Kind of old.
That's new. Mm-hmm.
Well, he must have been on smoke. He must have been smoking, and he must have sniffed cocaine.
He told you that. He said he smokes crack. He said he smokes
right.
crack. And he feels good. I read his whole memo. I'm reading
because
this stuff now.
He's billing shit again. He's out of the Ultra.
Not that I'm telling you to smoke. I ain't telling y'all to smoke crack. I said what Elon Musk said. Now, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll make that clear to everybody. Go ahead.
Right. What he said, he's coming out of the Ultra. Anytime he does that, he comes out of the mind control. And then he reveals the truth to you. And then he goes back into the mind control because they have him under control.
Why you say they have him? You saying that he's just a face?
They have him because he is the one that's paying for the mind chip. So they have him. He's an investor. He's paying for that. He's the one advertising it. He's the one putting it out.
Yeah, he's advertising. Correct. Go ahead.
Mark Zuckerberg is promoting the mind chip. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg said that he, and I just sent that video, I meant to send it yesterday in a sarcastic way, said that he is an android. He is a robot. He is a artificial
android.
Intelligence.
Yeah, android.
That's all we say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he tells everybody that how stupid humans are, that they're lining up to get the brain chip. And he wasn't lying. He said, we're here to take over your body and make you into our slave in a nice way.
Yeah.
He said it in his mouth. So you either gonna resurrect, you're going to go to war, you're going to get your body up and everything, you're going to get your inner soul up, because it is time, it's overtime, okay, because they're at warp speed, all right? There is nothing that's going to save you but you and this people, not the people on the panel. But you, because you have to wake up to the smallest thing, like Mickey Mouse. I'm having a controversy with my daughter about Mickey Mouse because they want to use the theme for a party. And I said, stop doing that shit. Oh, it's not big of a deal. I said, yes, it is. They just text me it's not a big deal. But in reality, it fucking is.
Well, let's go with that. You're still spending the money
to support the ignorant.
Okay, let's go with that. Hold on, time out. Now you just heard they see that's how you said the brain of the two going into this brain thing. Your brain advanced to see different dualities. They're at a level where they ain't see that. Remember, they didn't learn the same way you learned. You was reading back in the day all the time because I know that. You was always in a book. So they not taught that. Obviously, that extension of what you used to learn didn't transcend over. So now they are now becoming controversial with you, and you're going to have now here's the problem. I'm going to tell you like I'm going to say it. I'm going to give you all this quote. Yeah, I'm going to let you finish it. This quote also from my man. He said, why worry? What good does it do? None. But it does plenty of harm. It scraps your energy and our happiness. Fear is a weapon. Inflict harm by stroking the fire of fear. You've been saying this for how long? You just said they're trying to weaponize it and keeping everyone paralyzed. So basically, you're saying that your offspring have not come to the level of you to understand what Mickey Mouse means in magic. And you can't expect them to understand that because they ain't never been taught magic. They don't have no idea. They have no idea how much magic Mickey Mouse is. They know they're going to the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
But they think Magic Kingdom is an amusement park.
They don't understand. You're right. They don't understand that this is something that was taken from us. The magic was taken from us and used against us. And then turned around and told you that if you use magic, you're going against God. So that was a deception right there.
Right
God
there.
God was always using the magic and telling you, I'm going to curse you. Come on
That's
now.
Ain't magic a curse? There you go. So God using magic. I like how you put that. Beautiful, beautiful analogy. So God put God using magic on us. But see, Elon Musk just told you, whoever hands get into this, and he gave you the brain. He told you the area of the brain they needed to bring in the God concept. He said, in humans, he ain't say AI already God. He said, how long we been saying that since me and you? AI already God. He said, how they going to make you small G gods? Remember, it says, ye are gods. That's what they try to see. So y'all understand the scripture better, y'all be really more advanced. But
ye or yay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you, man. Thank you. See, you see the light. See, ye are gods. That's Y-E. That's why Kanye West used Y-E, because he ain't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He playing y'all, because he been paid to play you. He ain't broke. How broke,
That's
motherfucker?
That's right.
Man. Thank you. Keep it. Now, finish up. I got to take some more calls. Get 2 more minutes. Go ahead. Jump.
Go ahead. Now, Resurrection, yes, he is. He is playing everybody. He is paid. He is the Illuminati distraction so that push the truth out there to you in little increments, but at the same time, he's going to give you the insight on mind control, which he did. He told you. And that's all he can do. But at
that's
the same time, he needs votes. He needs votes. He's running for president. He needs votes. Black
people
understand what the man needs.
He ain't running for no damn president. You see what Trump said. Now, hold on. Let's go with that because I'm going to help you with some more minutes. I'm going to feed some more minutes. Now, you see what you just said. He said, the earlier Brother D said, Chi-Town said, Kanye West, Trump, Prince, who we played earlier, all Gemini. Now, you don't think that Trump and you know, Trump, I've been to Mar-a-Lago. Inside. I've been vetted and everything. Got in, played, had a good time jamming. And all I can say is you don't get to Mar-a-Lago without knowing who's coming in. So that's a lie they told you. Now, I don't know. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Trump is under the control mechanism. But I looked this up through a Canadian gentleman who is Dr. Makoff. This this dude here don't play with nobody. French, he gets it all out. He somehow they're able to know. What happened with Trump, they hate him. The power hate him. They do hate him because he is that Anglo-Saxon Protestant rejuvenation. Now, I don't know what their end game is, but I will tell you this. Once I do know, but I ain't going to say it now. The end game there is Trump will say just enough. He gave you warp speed. You said that, sister, warp speed. That's Star Trek talk. And if anybody likes sports and watch sports like I do, did you see the uniforms of Army and Navy? If that ain't space age, so they already going into space age shit on you already. I told y'all this. Yoda, Yaku. The name Judah is Yoda. So that's Star Wars.
But guess now, what? Disney owns Star Wars.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They already got the script ready
for
you.
And BlackRock owns Disney. Come on.
Now, look at the name, BlackRock. Now, sister, the sister just told you, sister, Vindication. I wish I could give money, but y'all don't like to gamble, so I can't give y'all the money until y'all start gambling. All I can say is, you said the Cube. Ain't the Cube the BlackRock? I said
right in Mecca, a piece of it. They got shipped like a piece of it in Mecca. They run around.
A,
and they built. They
symbol.
Built the cube
that's
around
a,
it.
That's a symbol.
Yeah,
right,
they built the temple around it, and they run around it, and whatever the fuck they do, and praise that bitch. And that's
you know,
why she went back to her homeland,
yeah.
So she could be, you know, so that they could
you,
make her what
you,
she is.
You,
he's a natural.
You know what you do
all over. He's
now,
worldwide.
I'm gonna tell you this. Now I'm gonna tell you because luckily. You was in the high level with son. You know what you was in. So all I can tell you is you should be very much. The only thing problem is, before I take another caller, we could, most of us, because I took the homeschool approach. Because I, you know, many of y'all put y'all kids, after you learned that knowledge, you put them back into schools. See, I didn't do that. Not that I'm great. Not that, but I was so rebellious. I couldn't stand the motherfuckers. So that's how we thought. But unfortunately, your knowledge did not go into your kids because they don't want to hear that, obviously. Because unfortunately, it got corrupted. The knowledge can get, see, didn't I just told you? See, I gave you all the scriptures. It's minor, major, minor, minor. That's music, y'all. And if you don't have the right tones to hear what I just said, too bad. 1-877.
Good morning, Drybone. Good morning.
Right. Just
the connection.
Head. All right. There you go, sister. Appreciate you.
Yes. This,
go ahead.
Yes, this is definitely one of these hot topics. And it goes back to this movie that I'm sure most people have seen, but I saw it for the first time. And it says the War of the Gods.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a sequence of this movie came back in 2000. It was made in 2005 when we were at war with these machines that came from the earth that was deliberately planned to come and suck our blood and kill us. So this AI makes me remember that movie, and this is it could be a plant for maybe 100 years, because when they actually plan to attack us, it's just not like they get together and it's a 5-year plan. It's a long year plan. So our Constitution, Second Amendment, is under attack. And like the sister said, if we sit around and, wait around or if we, we need to prepare ourselves for the robots coming to us. They're already in California, Democrat state. They're out there and being police robots. So some of the citizens right now are actually fighting back in California, a Democrat-ran state. So I think that it's good to prepare ourselves. The phones that we have is definitely going to be the weapon. So my thing is this to our dry bone connections. Flip phones are a way of not being able to connect to the AI world. And those are being faded away, like 4G. And if we give up our guns, robots cannot stand guns. How they fought back in that movie is they had ammunition to take the robots down. So if we continue to vote people in who support AI, they've taken our jobs away. They are telling us what to do, you know. And Elon Musk is just a seed that they planted. He's not all together, you know, at all. I never felt that good energy. And they always want gods. You know, gods are something that goes back in the Bible. You know, and you have to, you know, go back to Enoch. You know, the God that came down made us slaves back then.
That's
and now
still in the Bible.
They want us to be slaves. Yeah, they want us to be slaves again under AI. So we have to look and see if we're going to just sit back and, you know, and be a sheep. Or are we going to fight back? Because there's a lot of movies where humans stood together and they fought the enemy. They came down to try to take Earth, you know, and make us slaves. We don't have to do that. Black people, we have to understand that there's not humans just walking around here, just regular humans. We are so blind-minded to the fact that
you said the robots only, because you said black people, like you made a decree. You don't think they had other people as well?
No. I didn't say that. I said that I'm just speaking to
the audience
right now. I don't know if we have white people.
Go ahead.
I said black people. We don't think about aliens. We don't think of that, that a robot human could be a robot inside. We don't think that that can actually happen. We are so we're not there. So, but everybody should be there, not just black people. But I'm just speaking to the people that's on our audience.
No, you're right. No, makes sense. I just want you to time out. Just listen at the same time. I said it makes sense that you said black. So what happened is what you're saying is that because you feel that black people don't even believe that AI is dangerous. They don't believe that AI is at the level that you're saying they're at. They don't believe that AI is even, so that makes sense. Now, I'm going to the feedback, and we'll give you some more minutes. The feedback, what you just said, in order to have bandwidth, that's why crypto was used. Remember, you can't, most people lie to you about how they can get crypto. You got to have a supercomputer to promote crypto all day long. So obviously, you don't have it, black folks. You're not in crypto. You're pretending to be in crypto. You don't have any machines that can do what crypto needs to be done to generate that type of harness, that type of energy to create a crypto coin. So that's automatically another lie, another controversy. So, again, you validate yourself. Keep it going. Go ahead. You got three more minutes. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes.
I was just going to add that of the fact that if we learn to communicate with each other in a non-combative way, we can help our community and educate them.
Stop. You just said non-combative. Tell me how you would reach a non-combative group that want to, from what y'all tell me up in y'all area, you can't even bring up Trump. So how the hell are you going to tell me, or how are you going to come on here now and say, tell me your strategy to get a group that hate Trump so much that if you bring them up, they whoop your ass. Now explain to me right there. I want to hear that.
Not to give up all the tools, but I'm going to go back to the old white horseman, right? Everybody thinks that internet is the only way to communicate because that's the way the gods are communicating to get their point across and make sure everybody's in one accord like they did with COVID. However, if we go back to the snail mail, right? Like if we got together and sent... Let me finish. If we got together and put together some type of device or paperwork or something that we can mail directly to the people, or if we had people to actually, when they show up to the people's houses, they have some type of short minute and a half to explain to them that this is what's happening. with your party that you've been voting in, because be honest with y'all, it's the Democrat Party who's pushing all this, okay?
No,
the
Republicans
who are on board are the Democrats. So we have to communicate with their base in a snail mail approach.
You wouldn't go on Tucker. You wouldn't go on none of these shows. If they tell you to stop, you would stop. So I'm going to go back to you and pretend like you're on those white people shows. I said to you, you just told me, snail mail, you ain't going door to door. What niggas going door to door now? Find me five niggas that go door to door in your area. You know five niggas that go door to door? Yes or no?
Right,
no,
but what
no.
they have to do is,
I said yes or no.
No, I don't know.
Okay, you're not listening. But we got to let you see. We ain't on here to play games. I give you opportunity to talk, and then you go crazy. I said, give me dry bones. By the way,
November 9th or 9/11, they released a game called God of War Ragnarok. It's the game of the year.
Right. I'm just trying to get y'all to say what y'all say. I can't have you not go all on a tangent. We can't do that on the show. You go to other shows, you go on a tangent. That's fine. I don't care if you go on a tangent, but you ain't going on a tangent in this show. I said, boom, stop. You said no. You couldn't find five niggas in your zip code to go door to door. So that's a done deal. Get that deal out your mind. Now, let's go to the next deal. Are you able to go anywhere to reach people? That's how you do it. And you go into the place, even if they reject you, you got to learn how to talk, first of all. You can't tell everybody about no goddamn Trump no more. You need to get that out your mind. Because Trump is dangerous to people in your area. They will kill your ass because they've been brainwashed. Niggas in Georgia, I'm scared of. Plain and simple. I'm going to tell you straight.
And Illinois.
Yeah. Because Florida's done. We don't even got niggas that could be in Florida. Niggas ain't got. We are pure red state. You know why we pure red? Because of the Hispanic community and white folks. Niggas are already Democratic and Florida ain't got shit. Now, let's go there. Cause I'm going to give you four. I'm going to give you another minute. Cause you just said something. You said you can't find nobody go door to door. So scrap that dumbness out your mind. What can you do? Now, the question is, hold on, I ain't finished. I said you only got so much time in this three-dimensional world. Elon Musk just warned you. They're going to make it where if your brain ain't microchipped or if your brain ain't got the vaccine, you won't be able to communicate. So how are we going to reach people if these people are already cyborgs? 1 minute. Tell me how you reach a cyborg. I'm going to ask all y'all this in a minute. How do you reach a cyborg?
All right. So the white horse man, what did he do? He sent out an invitation, right? He sent out all the snail mail.
Who?
I can't think of the one who they shot.
Jordan Maxwell.
The one who they shot.
Stop.
Okay. He came through. Jordan Maxwell's
dead. That was back in his time. They killed Jordan Maxwell. Stop it. Okay. Let's get some more calls. They killed Jordan Maxwell, everybody, because that was a good point. I'm not saying you ain't making a point, but your point is they killed him. You know why they killed him? Because white folks who he thought, his own people, who William Cooper,
yes,
was one of the first people. Now, I turned to you, you didn't even know. William Cooper was in Atlanta, Georgia, on CNN. Telling everybody Bin Laden was fake. Now, the black folks who are running CNN and working for CNN all through Georgia, they won't even play that no more. So you got to come up with a new idea. That don't work when you already killed the person and y'all watched them get killed. White folks, I'm talking to you now. White folks, he was your hero. Y'all had him. He went up against Alex Jones. Alex Jones know what he did. I ain't going to go into that right now. I've been around all that stuff. Y'all, some of you Johnny come latelys is really late. But Alex Jones was with them. And he's married to a Jewish woman. Not that I hate. Now, here's the thing. I'm making sure y'all get this clear before we take any more program. See, Jewish people, if you're listening, we ain't saying we hate Jewish people. We hate Zionism that is killing not only its own people, but any people that gets in its way. They call it the international bankers. Now, if you can't understand what I just said, then you are dumb, plain and simple.
Wrote the book about the international Jew.
Right. Yeah, we're not trying to reach dumb people right now. If you're dumb, I'm sorry. Talk to your parents. Now, let's get this going. Now, y'all just program, I only give facts. That what y'all just said earlier, all y'all on here, just backed up. Now, y'all said a microchipping is coming. Y'all say AI is coming. Your own president, who you got in there now, got the Supreme Court. If they get Kasanji, who don't know she's a woman, and all these things that you black folks pretend that you believe in, which is total, total fallacy. Let me ask, why don't y'all ask Joe Biden, which if they take this program right now, which they are, they're listening to it carefully, and y'all just said microchipping is going to be, look what your boy told you years ago, before he was even a president. He had hair back then, and y'all just overlooked it. All you black congressional caucus people, you are criminals and crooks. And I don't give a fuck if you black. I don't care if you black and look black. I don't care if you albino and look black. You are a crook, and your bloodline is with crookedness. That means that you are crocs. See, crocs and crooks are the same. Look that up.
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now...
Now that is Joe Biden, almost 15 years ago, telling Justice Roberts that he will have to rule on Elon Musk, because I'm giving you the past, present, and future at the same time. He will have to rule on, because now you know it's Elon Musk. Elon Musk will be ruled on should they find out if people are dumb and deserve brain chips. And if you're dumb, you ain't getting one, or you don't have no money, you ain't getting one. So they just told you. And look at the president that's in power who said this 15 years ago.
But that's the problem. We just got through talking about what the sister was saying. I don't know about Georgia. People in Illinois, they don't give a fuck about what Biden just said. All they know, Trump, they hate Trump. He's a racist, and Biden's a better choice. And if you tell somebody different, they'll be ready to cuss your ass out.
I still got the mic, so can you imagine? I'm gonna finish. Can you imagine letting somebody hear that you know in Georgia that Biden said they're gonna rule on brain chips? What you think will happen? Let me hear it from you before I go to another call. What you think?
Okay, well, I would say that they would be like, I never heard of that before. I never heard of it. I don't believe it. I heard this on the television, right? The Republican Party does not come knocking at the doors like the Democrat Party. They do not send out the mass mail to the black neighborhoods like the Democrats. So my thing back to what I was saying earlier,
why would they?
Those are real because they would want their vote.
Folks are not. You already know this. That's why I put you on the hot seat today. You already know black folks ain't vote for no goddamn Republicans. Well, why would you even waste your energy? Didn't I just say by going to them, you're going to have a heart attack? That's what the Chinese man said. You want a heart attack? You go right ahead.
Have a congregation.
And now, tell me how much money, and I'm going to take another call. I'm going to start from 3318, you next. Tell me how much money you estimate, I think I'll be right or wrong. How much money you would think to wake black people up to that type of message?
About a
billion dollars. Okay, I ain't mad at you with that. Yeah, I'll say a billion plus when you have dumbed down a group like this. 3318.
That's a mad whooping strap bomb.
Yeah. 3318. Hold on, let me get. I got some more calls. 3318. You in next? Go ahead. I got a lot of y'all calling now.
Yeah, quickly. Yeah, quickly, man. I'm enjoying the show, man.
But hey, that's what we do.
Listen, but and let our sister know she ain't no whooping post. We just trying to let her know if you're gonna line up with her, you gotta line up correctly. That's all. That's all it is. She ain't no whooping post.
The women on here are hardcore. That's why we got up. That's why they all here. They can take
that right. That right. That right. That right, man. All are welcome, man. All are welcome, man. If you really want to get the real knowledge, that's right. Helios Biblio's hour, brother. Appreciate you. Hey, man, so the other day I'm watching, I made a movie day yesterday, so I watched Amsterdam, and then my significant other, she watched, and I said, you see it, right? She said, yeah, so you getting something out of this? It kind of makes sense a little bit, you know, open up our eyes. So Amsterdam, talking about the Germans again, so our sister's onto something. They keep changing their name, Hessian, Visigoth. So that group right there, and they were the ones who actually broke away from the Inquisition first, because wasn't Elizabeth, wasn't she German? She overthrew the Wales and the Scots, right?
Yeah.
So they broke away.
The House of Hanover.
Right.
Yeah.
So they keep changing their names, right? The Ottomans and all that. And so they were running. And this is what I want to say. Undercover, they're allowing us to see the picture now because they want us to wake up and, you know, and do some dealings with them. But I'm saying this, man. They never let us sit at the table. So all of a sudden now you think we can solve your problem? We're not going to solve your problem. And what they understand is just like Bundy's ranch. Bundy's ranch. Bundy knew that wasn't his land. And they came and they took that shit. So that's what's happening again. So those, I'm going to say like those evangelicals on them, they open up all the books so we can all know what the fuck is really going on. And they fighting over us, bro. But the undercover, the sad thing about it, sister, what you don't understand, what brother's trying to share with you is this. When they came in, they had this word called liberty. Liberty doesn't mean freedom. Liberty means movement. Liberty really means movement. It's your
That's
movement.
Right.
These motherfuckers
right.
had the will to move as they wanted to, now they're restricting their movement. Undercover, that's right. And undercover,
correct.
It looks like they're coming after us. They're really coming after all the dumb motherfuckers, and we just spooked right now. That's all that shit is,
wow.
man. But I like what you told me before, God, bro. When calamity hits the motherfucking fan, we wake up, bro. I appreciate you, man. Everything you're doing. Great
Much
show.
Love, man. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, calamity in your Bibles, everybody. In your Bibles. When calamity... Look at the name, Calam, Calam, like signs of the land, Calam. When the calamity coming, you headed to the slaughter, your whole brain wakes up to another level. Your whole survival instinct will break to another level. Now, none of y'all said was nothing wrong. All I'm trying to do is make controversy of what you just said. See y'all, that's what the program's about, controversy. See, everything y'all said was not even wrong. I just added controversy to the program. Y'all said y'all could do this, do that. I said try it. You go into Georgia, New York State, Illinois, talking about you for Trump, you may get shot by crazy injected zombies. All right, you can take my word that I'm dumb. That's fine. I ain't got a problem with that. But I'm just getting ready to tell you. You keep on going and thinking that these people are now humanoid. They're humanoid. The man just told you that y'all just been telling me. Think about the thread, the super thread. Y'all on show, all of us, in the thread, that the morticians have been held to bond servant. That means their mouth is bonded. They can't even say what they find in them bodies. If they were to tell you what they found in these bodies, woo. Now, I'm asking women and men who are married to morticians, can y'all please come on here? I'll give an alias. I'll be more than happy to put you on here and let you tell people what you are finding in these autopsies.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I was going to the library. I never seen this before. I went back in the city. So where I used to live at, up to a certain street, it was like a 20, 30 block radius. This is the hood in Inglewood. There's a church on every other corner for 20 block radius. Every other church had a funeral. Never seen that before.
Wow. That's deep.
Now,
and most of the people have masks on.
I had masks on. Now, I'm seeing.
Right.
I'm tell
and in the library.
And in the library. Wow. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. He's been stating this. I mean, I wish we could give you a validation award for real. All y'all did, really, because that's why I say validation. When y'all been saying something for a long period of time, years, and you see that it came to fruition, your energy should automatically go up. You don't need nobody to actually validate, the action validates it. Because remember, a verb is an action, being verberate. The energy verberates to the verb through you to see that you have not been a fool. You should feel good about yourself. Now, the problem is you need dummies to tell you to make you feel good. That's why they call Oscar Award. See, they know y'all ain't seeing what the movie's about. I'm glad you told me about that movie. And many of y'all bring up movies to me all the time that like, I'm going to bring up a movie to you right now. I've seen both Black Panther and The Woman King. Now, great, good movies. I mean, I'm in sci-fi. I like all that. But here's the thing. I see why the Hispanic community may be a little upset. I will ask the Haitian community to ask.
Yeah.
But I just bringing that in. But the Haitian community should be wondering, why'd you pick Haiti knowing you already in chaos, total chaos. Ain't no stability for the black. Now, hold on. Is that the case? Showing the new Black Panther is going to be into instability? See, that's why you got to look at these movies in 3 to 5 to 6 and 7 dimensions, because they're giving you that. They said we're going to take them to an unstable area. They made it look stable because she's probably on the outskirts where it ain't the chaos. Of course, you got areas of Haiti that is definitely rich. But it's definitely ain't no middle class in Haiti or Dominican Republic. Ain't none. It's either rich or poor. So here's America, everybody. Captain America. That's why Elon Musk was giving the whole. Elon Musk got an article I read. Y'all sent it to me. He think he Iron Man. He think he the Iron Man. I'm reading. I said, damn, he actually got the Iron Man.
He told us he was Iron Man. Hell, he was in the second Iron Man movie years ago. A lot of people didn't notice that.
There you go. So I'm thinking to myself, how perceptive. Now, sister, I got LA. I think I got California. 9019. Go ahead, sister. I love y'all sisters out there. Please help me. 9019. I think that's you, but it may not be. Whoever 9019.
How you doing? Yeah, that's me. How you doing?
There you go. I know you, Cali. Love you. Come on. Give me some what you got.
Yeah, I got a government patent for you today.
Go ahead. Jump on it.
Okay, the name of the government patent is from Microsoft, and what it is called Microsoft Patents on Body Networking, and the patent is for a method and apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. The abstract of that method of the apparatus for disturbing the power and data to devices coupled to the human body are described. The human body is used as a conductive medium, E.G. a bus over which power and or data is distributed. Power is distributed by coupling a power source to the human body for a first set of electrodes, one or more device to be powered, E.G. peripheral devices are also coupled to the human body for additional sets of electrodes, the device referring to nanotech. The devices may be E.G. a speaker display, watch, keyboard, etc. A pulse DC signal or a AC signal may be used as the power source by using multiple power supply signals of differing frequencies. Different devices can be selectively powered digital data and or other information signals, e.g. audio signals, the Frege effect, Allen Frege effect. The signals can be modulated on the power signal using the auditory hearing effect of the frequencies and high amplitude modulation techniques, images, classifications, H04Q9-04, arrangement for synchronous operation.
Synchronicity.
View one more classification, and here is the government patent number. US 6754472B1, United States. Download the PDF. Inventor Lindsay Williams Williams. Fabulous Stephen N. Batchett, current assignee, Microsoft Technology License LLC. Thank you for allowing me to share.
I want you to do that every week. That was your best. That was your best word. I said, damn, she really thought every week. I want you to come on and give me the same report you just gave, just like that, and whatever else you got, just like that. That was perfect. Unbelievable. Now, she gave y'all the patent. Thank you, sister. By goodness gracious. Thank you, sister. Every week. You do that every week. You wrote. That was beautiful. I mean, man, I got chills and I said, damn, she hit the whole show. She hit Iron Man. She hit Zuckerberg.
Now do you believe me?
Well, that's why you're on here. I always believed you, but I always told you. I said delivery for how you give this information is important because I can't look all this up. You doing me a favor. And thank you for that one. Man, that was deep. Y'all heard that. She gave y'all to you. She gave it to you. Every week, sister, every time, even when you was talking about the other stuff, give me the information and facts so these people can look it up. And guess what? You'd be the number one. You'd be a correspondent. That's what a correspondent's about. I can't look all this up. That's why it's called Dry Bones Connection. Ain't no one person. I tell people all the time, even if you think you're going to save yourself, I don't want y'all to be disillusioned. Saving yourself is automatically in your DNA. That's automatic. Saving yourself for a period of aggression and time, you're going to need other people of like-minded. That's why tribalism, nationalism, and sometimes even communism is the reason why people would die together. Is y'all ready for this? I hope y'all ready. We at the... All I'm going to say is y'all bringing this show to life. I told you it's a controversy. And it's in the Bible. What are real Hebrews? I'm asking anybody from the Hebrew Israelites all over the nation, why ain't you telling the people about these scriptures of your curses? How are you going to break a curse if you don't even talk about it? All you doing, you lost the lawsuit in D.C. against a white dude because he was all up in his face talking shit to him on that Capitol Hill. Oh, there was a whole bunch of Hebrew lights in Washington that year. That man got $1 million+. What you get Hebrew lights? But condemnation? I think the condemnation came from Yahweh, so you can't blame the white man. Because you lost that case. Remember that white boy that y'all was screaming at up there on D.C.? He won $1 million+. And you got nothing. Nothing. Most of you are dressing like the village people. Is that how we used to dress like the village people? I don't know. Somebody tell me. Are we supposed to be wearing all this stuff y'all wearing? I don't know. I know I wore white for years. I wore white and a diadem for years.
Hey, brother, Eddie said to pull him in. He's 5298.
And when you wear white, that means credible.
Yeah. That's why I could say I wore something. Okay, where's brother? I'm looking for. Okay, brother, what's the last 4 digits?
5298.
Dirty. Oh, 5238, man. You got Brother Eddie's number wrong. 538, is that you, Brother Eddie, right here?
5038, that's me.
Oh, okay.
5298.
Oh, did brother Eddie, you next? Yeah, brother Caddy, you go ahead. I got you. I see you, brother Eddie. I got you next.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A couple things on my mind. One, I'm going to have to talk to all the bankers because the fact that they're going to talk about currency and crashing economy, what I'm going to bring to them, and they're going to thank me. I'm actually saving their life because if you crash the economy, then the energy of what you call is currency and the money, it goes and stops. That means that the bankers, all that they have, will be worthless also. So that means that the people that are protecting them is going to kill them because the money they paid them for protection is worthless. So I have to step in and go talk to them and say, look, y'all plan is nah. So next year, y'all not going to have to worry about that economy thing. It's going to be a nice little reversal going on. And y'all can thank me for that later.
Tell me what the interest rate's down. So make sure you tell me that.
I don't do nothing with no interest rates because that don't even count with me.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm going to crush y'all feelings once and for all with this political party, and I'm about to turn everybody be mad at me. Number one, you got a Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a Republican Party. Now, one party, you have to be one or the other. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
One or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under the Article of a Nation Constitution, it starts out with the United States. And the word united simply means together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to be a Democrat or Republican, that means you're already in division and therefore neither one of you are qualified, and both of you have to be dismissed,
right?
Because both of you are out of order, and that's how they're going to be removed.
Correct.
That's what's happening now. All right. That's what's happening.
Okay.
So
I agree.
I did it.
Okay.
I won't get mad about Democrats because they ain't gonna even matter. Neither one gonna matter. So now,
okay.
What's the next step? What are you going to do? What are you and everybody going to do? What's the preparation? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a plan. You have
mm-hmm.
their plans, and we wrote their plans out. And we can alter their plans if we want to. That's the level we're on.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, this is a lesson. It doesn't matter Elon Musk. This dude is a mentally retarded idiot. This dude sitting here pausing in his talk and listening to a microphone. People tell him what to say.
Let me talk about
the airhead women. Most of the airhead women. He said it's Instagram. No, it's not. TikTok. When you say the word TikTok, like, listen to it. TikTok, TikTok. That represents time. If you have to hear a tick and a tock, that means you're wasting time. Number two, they're airheads because they get on there and they let a goddamn artificial intelligence tell them to shake their ass and look like a goddamn whore. A goddamn machine tell them that. But if you post one of their women, hey, how you doing? Well, I ain't gonna look at, fuck you, bitch. Get the fuck on, TikTok ass, airhead. You're airhead because you feel in your head what people put there. You ain't got no thoughts on no TikTok. All that dancing and stuff you doing, that's somebody just told you to do it. And you looking at the screen.
Now, hold on. Because you making sense. I ain't going to. All you saying is fact. Now, I know you said TikTok. Now, I looked this up too with you because remember you talk. Me and you talk. I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it an algorithm produced by the Chinese that gives them the algorithm to do this stuff? So they're being propagated to do this through a foreign entity.
Well, let's deal with the foreign entities. Let's deal with that. Like,
yeah,
another one's on the block. I'm going to deal with the child support people, too, because they're a foreign entity. They're a terrorist group. I want y'all to hear this. Come next year, I'm going to give every woman 60 days to withdraw from that system. If she doesn't, she will be arrested for conspiracy, kidnapping, aiding and abetting terrorists, and slavery. Because when she go get that form, okay, put that man on child support,
we'll make
she put him on slavery, and it's illegal.
Okay, it's illegal. Hold on. A lot of noise. Okay, hold on. I like what you just said. Now, I don't like to give you gave the time frame. You're saying, and we're going to talk about this when we do our thing, you're saying that if they don't take them off the child support from the state that they
in. Somebody's driving.
Yeah, somebody's driving. If y'all driving, put yourself on mute right quick because there's a lot of noise on that. Yeah, y'all driving. I can hear you. Brother Caddy, is that you? Cause I know okay. Go ahead.
I'm walking outside of
Okay,
so the whole office of it, yeah. When the slavery, when they put an imaginary number on a man and tell him with the threat of going to jail or paying this, that is slavery. Because you just put a price on someone based on the price of a child, and you said the child, where no child went in and filed any paperwork for support.
So the woman
lied and said she was a child when she went in and filed for the paper.
Okay, so the woman... Okay, let's do this. We said we're going to have a program that you're going to be on to be able to explain, because I told you. Because who at fault? Because according to law, if you go watch all these, you are actually supposed to take care of your children. Ain't a man supposed to take care of his children? Give me a yay or nay. Is that a yay or nay?
No. Not when a woman forces him out under condition that she has to do this in order to do another procedure.
So you're saying
she does. A man has to go in order for another procedure. So the fact that it's steps you take in is conspiracy.
Hold on. I want you to talk on the mundane level because there's a lot of people might be listening.
Okay.
You going into let's go mundane. Don't go into the legality. Mundane level means that if your daughter, who's supposedly in love with a dude that she claims she loves, she comes to you tell you this. She get pregnant. The dude act right, but then. He shows a propensity that he don't like her now. So you saying that your daughter is in the wrong for going after a man who's supposed to? She didn't say she hate him. He say I can't stand your ass now because I already got a bitch on the side. So if he got two bitches on the side, two goddess bitches, you telling me that you would tell your daughter? Because we gotta be factual. You would tell your daughter that. She is wrong to go after a man who wouldn't take care of your grandchildren. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yes or no?
No, that's you can't use a hypothetical with the facts on
that.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Got kids.
If your intentions are having children, taking care of your children in the beginning, you didn't sit and all of a sudden decide out of your brain, I'm gonna just leave. And million other black men and me do that.
Hold on.
The woman did that. She pursued that situation. Is what I'm saying.
It's a lot of men on the line. It's a lot. Now I love what you said. I don't want to go into too deep because we need to do a program on this because that's a
right, 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 right. I got you.
So are you saying that all y'all on the line? Listen to what he just said. Now I asked all y'all. I'm listening. Women too. I'm saying if y'all went in with good intentions, I'm not gonna say who wrong or right. The woman because you know. Your daughter could be crazy like my kids could be crazy. My son could be crazy like your son could be crazy. All I'm saying is once they get to these marriages with them. Now, if they break off, I'm okay if you break off. But if you say, I ain't going to take care of that motherfucker because I can't stand you, you telling me that's moral or amoral? Which one is that? Amoral or moral? To tell you, I can care less about
it's neither one. It's neither one. I'm going to explain why.
Okay.
Because if you come in serious and she came in with the game, then you didn't know that she was playing the game. You can't have no morals on that. Because
I just told you she's not playing the game.
Because you didn't know.
Hold on.
I'm not justified no more.
I'm just using real life. I got kids. I don't know if you got kids. I'm saying if my daughter came to me. Yeah, me and my man love each other. We're going to move in together. I'm a blessed. I hope y'all work it out. But say they break up. Okay, they break up. I can't get in that. But I'm saying is, if they break up, and then she does her part, say, you can see him, you can see her. All I'm asking you to do is, if you're going to see her or see him, can you please, am I supposed to take care of the child only by myself after you help me make the child and now you're gonna say you ain't, even though we did it mutually. That would be a debate. Now you ain't gonna answer. I want you to do a show on this because that's gonna be good as hell right here.
I just want to say this.
Go ahead.
See, the difference is now all this stuff is undercover, laid back, and a woman is all guilty because if you know that one person doing a crime, if you don't say shit, you just as guilty. That's across the board with anybody. And if any woman ever tell me I hate women, I say,
how
fuck
is
yeah.
Women
now,
all
move
guilty
on. What's what else?
Okay.
Next.
How
answer
is
the
women
question
all guilty when the system was built?
Hold on, everybody.
Again, without respect, sister, that's the problem.
It's
the problem, sister.
But again, that's the problem.
Hold on, let me take some guys along. Let me take something. Mm-hmm. The fact that you threw the system in is guilt.
They don't understand the city.
System as a third person had to come in. No. I just said right now.
You are smarter about the law. All I asked you was, hold on.
This is what I'm saying. If I'm addressing the issue of women covering up women, and then she brought in the system. No.
Okay.
Women covering women is women covering women.
Okay.
The system talking is a system talking about, that's two different subjects. And when you mix them in, you throw off the original intent, and I'm not letting that happen.
Okay.
You're
hold
not
on. Gonna
escape. If
hold
I, if
on,
I said
hold on, hold
me
on,
and this
on
guy is guilty of doing this crime, that's
you
it.
You wrote a book. Uh-huh. And let's use that book as a preface because you wrote a book about that long.
That's right.
I know you've been on here a long time. You family. Uh-huh. Let's do that book. Let's add that into it. I want brother Charles Campbell to join us the day we do this too because he got some help. Let's do this. Now, I told you that already. I said ain't no need to bring it up. Now he gonna start a gasoline fire. And he know he can't go deep into this right now because it's a gasoline fire right now. We got to put this thing up. But I'm going to tell y'all women, when we do this program, I'm asking all women to come on and explain to me, like he just said, because many of you, and I don't tell nobody about their family, but I know many of you who won't even go after the person at all, who does nothing. He does nothing, and you won't even go after him. So that's part of, I guess, the criminal treason. So you ain't wrong. But we're just gonna get more into it. Let me get Brother Eddie in here. Stay with me. You ain't wrong. I just said you going. We already talked about it. I said you can't bring your gasoline and then jump on the fire and say I gotta go. We need you for a couple hours. So let's hold tight. And let's hold tight because you. Matter of fact, let's do the New Year's show where we bring all this in. I already told you. Let me get Brother Eddie.
Can I say something just for the sisters that heard? I just want to go one. Listen, it's that time. I'm the one that they told y'all that's going to be coming up the road to look out for. I'm that person. Nothing else. I'm smarter. I know everything. I ain't got no books to research. I ain't pulling nobody's information. This is what I know. This is what I'm here to teach.
Okay.
And I'm here to put you in a better position if you want it. I'm not here to negotiate. That's it.
Okay. Now I'm not going to debate nobody what they say about what they is. All I'm saying is, we heard a lot of people in our lives. I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't have all the answers. I've been around a Messiah figure already. I've been there. I gave my whole paycheck for years. I don't know nobody who gave a whole paycheck, but I know I did. I gave a whole paycheck and signed it over to Yahweh Ben Yahweh. I don't know what you know about what you think you know, but I know what I did, and I'm going to tell you, I wish I had got my money back. Now, let me go to 5298. You on the air. Brother Eddie, go ahead. Jump in.
Greetings, family. Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear. Wednesday night, they can hear you even better. Go ahead.
Yes, 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 family. And on Wednesday night, family, I want y'all to always, hopefully today too, I don't ask for money. All I ask for is for you to take notes, family. Pick up your pen and your piece of paper and take notes. See, because if this ever gets kicked off the air and you ain't got nothing else to go to, you always got those notes that you put down.
Mm.
See, so I'm going to start off with, I got five on it, which I always do, and that's in love. In love. Also, 14 is the five. Y'all been talking about it all evening. See, because the brother mentioned 14, which is the five called gang. Gang recognized gang, family.
Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on. You, hold on, Brother Eddie. I want them to hear you. Put yourself on mute, everybody. So y'all, I ain't say I'm taking you off. Put yourself on mute and come back on when, because y'all making noise. Go ahead, Brother Eddie. Preach it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want us to really now get down with what I'm saying, because we're there, but let's pinpoint, focus. Focus is 23, which is the five. So what I'm saying by the number, it's five, family, and we got to figure out the five that comes to these words that have five on it, see, because gang got five. The code is five. Guess what? Y'all just said the magic word. See, we're looking for the magic word, but when you add magic word, it comes to 32, the five. That's the code, five. Y'all mentioned, and Dry Bones talking about we learned reading. That was what they called the three R's, but let's get it right. It was reading, R, writing, W, and arithmetic, A. When you rearrange those letters and you put the acronym, it's WAR, family. We're using reading, writing, and arithmetic as WAR, because guess what? When you add that up, it comes to 113, a damn five. It's the code. We got to use the reading, writing, arithmetic as the WAR, and it's raw, baby. And when you turn WAR around, WAR is raw, and the only letter that stays is the A in the middle, because arithmetic is what? Metaphysics, family. It's the alphabet hidden in no more than arithmetic by number. But again, the whole phrase comes up to what? 113, reading, writing, and arithmetic. When you talked about last week, sports, why are colored people, wow, color, 14, into sports. Sport is 23. But we're starting to get the picture. It's a trick. And magicians are very good at it. Trick is 23, family.
Ooh.
And then we laugh at the comedian because he gives us the five. It's called a damn joke. It's a joke, baby. You better figure it out. Because, see, the only thing that brings us together, which we're talking about now, is what's natural. Natural is 23. And the other thing that brings us together, and it ain't natural, it's called man damn made. Man made is 14, which is 5, natural is 23. You got to get back into your own personal memory bank. Memory bank is 23. It's not an investment bank. The investment is your memory. That's why investment is 7 and memory is 7. It ain't got shit to do with money. The money is your mind. As you've been saying, family, it's the brain fucking chip. Brain is 14. Man-made, 14. See, it's all defined. It's what you are asking. Asking is 23. The only way you're going to get what you're asking is by knowing. Knowing is 23. What do you truly know? I'm giving you the number, family. See, because when they say cast spells, it's 41, the five. The word keeps fucking changing. That damn number of five is so important. Important is 32, which is five. This shit is important, family.
Oh, no doubt.
And we
got
to get on the number because, again, guess what? We want to claim to be black, white, woman, man, Republican, Democrat.
Everything.
All these religious names, and we haven't accepted what we are by the five that we all say first and foremost. We are human goddamn beings, family. Human beings is 41, the five. That's why they got us talking all about the five. Every time we talk about reparations, 41, it's the five, y'all. They know how to get us. They know what we're talking about. Because we manifest the shit we say. Manifest is 32, the five. And what does the news and media do with the five? It's called manipulate. 32, the five. We've been manipulated because our energy is on what we're manifesting, what these bastards talk about. Everything we do, we talk about CERN is 14, damn it. Why are we talking about CERN?
There you go. What are we talking about?
We talk about the damn effect of the the Mandela effect.
Mandela
it didn't have
effect.
No fucking effect. Effect is 32. It didn't have no effect until you read it. And you start pushing the paradigm that they put in your head telling you that this shit is different from what you heard as a child. That was the fucking effect. The magic, damn it.
Is that family. Is that why you on Wednesday night? Because if everybody
That's why. Wednesday is 32, family. Hell yeah. I'm on the 5. I'm on Wednesday because it's 32.
Wednesday night. At 9 o'clock, which is
resurrection.
And he's only at 9 o'clock, which is 9, which is the only number that actually ends up in infinity, number 9. Man, thank you, man. Hold on, don't go nowhere. You can put yourself on mute. I just want to get some more calls. Before I get more calls, I got Miami coming up next. I ain't heard from you in a minute, brother. 5045. Good to have you. But here's another magic spell. That you don't even try to put this woman on the... See, it used to be a term when I was growing up, and I ain't that old. It's a put her on the square, put them on the square. Y'all ain't even trying to put nobody on the square no more. Y'all don't even know what the square means, or some of y'all. I don't even know if y'all know what the square means. It's like I didn't know what the Nazi symbol means. The Nazi symbol is 360 degrees. It's 90, 90, 90, 90. It's 360. So it's not really evil as you've been told it was. But you've been told a bunch of things. But you've been told the number one thing, black folks talk to you, I'm going to characterize on you right now. The number one thing you've been told that's the biggest lie against all your five senses. This is the lie of your five senses. Brother Eddie, if you could ever do a show with us and Antoinette on reparations, the number, what that add up to. How could y'all go along with this foolish California, of course. It's always California. Look at California. I love California. Killed everybody that comes from California. But, you know, all y'all doing is killing all the rappers and through Houston, Texas. With that, I don't know what that add up to, Brother Eddie, but we're going to do a show together. Come New Year's, Brother Eddie going to be on even more because you in 2023. Ooh! At the end is 5. And then you add 2 is what? 7. And that is lucky 7. Listen, Carol.
The National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
In COBRA,
thank you. Congressman Waters, the global reparations movement is advancing mightily on the planet. Our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean are suing the nations of Europe that had involvement in the enslavement of the Caribbean.
Right.
In Europe, our brothers and sisters in London are crafting legislation. On the continent of Africa, we understand that there will be a major reparations conference in 2019-2020. Here in America, the only federal legislation, the federal push to have this country redress the crimes against African people has been H.R. 40. And now that Congressman Conyers is no longer there, we need someone to stand up and push this legislation forward. You have historically been a supporter of this legislation. We ask that you co-sponsor now, and not only co-sponsor, become an active co-sponsor. You have a relationship with the millennial, as Auntie Maxine, that no other congressperson has. And we're in Congress, personally, right now, today, asking you to become more active in the role of push H.R. 40.
I'll be happy to do that. That's no problem. In order to get where we need to go on this issue and other issues, we've really got to understand that 2018 is important to taking back the House and taking back the Senate. And, of course, we've got to get the White House. If we want to get to the point where we can get reparations, we've got to have the power to do that. Number one, by having a supportive president would be wonderful, but taking back the House would be absolutely wonderful.
Now, they got the House. They had it with Biden in the first 2 years, and no reparations been given to nobody. If you niggas, you no good. I'm trying to figure out, are you Hebrew Israelites or niggas? That's why they put that there. Hebrews the niggas. Which one are y'all? I don't know. You might be better off being a nigger because once Yahweh kill your ass off for what you've been lying about, I don't think you want to be Hebrews.
I don't think you want to be Hebrews. Because if you wanted to be a Hebrew, you would repent. But that don't seem to be your agenda. So I'm going to let y'all do the talking. I'm just controversial. I come to make controversy. 503545. Let me hear from you.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Much love, man. Good to hear you, bro. Good to hear you. What's happening?
Just tightening up some work, so definitely a little downtime right now, enjoying. But an interesting show. I want to say, you guys, I know the brother went heavy on the five, but we got to understand something. There's a key that the five represent. And the combination of, in voodoo, there's a term called Vilokan. Look it up. It is a time, mm-hmm. it's a energy that allows possession. Mm. And in conjunction with water, you can actually allow spirits to come into this realm, the physical realm, mm-hmm. and they begin to mount people. So it's an active energy right now. Just like five is the central point of the human form.
Five senses.
You got two holes on your head. You got the two ear holes, the two nostrils, and you got your mouth. All that mm-hmm. up to five. So it lets you know the significance of it. However, in Vilokan, look it up. It's a lower form actually of the science of it, but it's possession. Mm-hmm. And
spell it
in conjunction. Vilokan. Right? And if you set up 5 points anywhere in your abode, mm-hmm. and water is the central part of it,
mm-hmm.
you can actually experience something or invite something, a communication that would enable you to really see a little bit further. Now, also, you also open a realm. That's why the water is very important. So it's not.
Well,
it's not by incident.
That's deep because remember, that's deep because what's going on with the movies, Wakanda, they came in through water, and
yes,
now the Avatar is by water. Go ahead.
And the Haitians, the Africans that eventually became Haitians were the ones who actually maintained it and actually transported from West Coast of Africa to this region. So it's no coincidence that they mention Haiti, and then there's the water gods, etc. There are beings who are well aware of this energy and its influence coming into the cosmos at present. So
right.
Now you're going to understand why a Gemini energy specifically,
mm-hmm.
when intoxicated, believe it or not, is a quicker facilitator of that energy. And guess who's a Gemini? Your boy Ye.
Yeah.
Okay.
We said that. Yay,
it's not by
Trump.
It's not by, it's,
yay, Trump, Prince. Oh,
yeah. Trump, yeah. So that it's a facilitator, and mm-hmm. it's the energy that actually mounts. It is prevalent and is more active around this time period. Why? Because there's an energy that's coming onto the planet on 2024. Be very mindful of that. You know, there will be an eclipse, a total eclipse. It won't be for a couple of hundred years before the next one happens, but it's actually happening in 2024. It's going to be the full completion of the transitional X over this particular nation. It doesn't happen like that for any other nation. It actually crosses America. The first one transcended America in 2017,
mm-hmm.
and the second one in the opposite direction. Begins in 2024, but what we're witnessing now are the leaders. These are what we call leaders. Leaders, as in, for example, before a lightning strike, there's an invisible energy that actually rises up from the ground, and it taps into a particular lightning strike. And that's when you actually see the lightning. So what we've been witnessing through these particular deaths, murders, if you watch the patterns, you watch the sequences, you see they've been following a path of the sun transitioning this particular nation leading up to 2024, from the Buffalo killings to the Haitians mining up at the border of Texas, exactly,
wow.
is in the path of the actual transition. And guess what? Where both X's cross each other, it's in Illinois. Right
mm-hmm.
above Illinois, and who's pretty much was raised in Illinois? Your boy, yay
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
So you need to understand.
Everybody, hold on. I'm gonna give you some more minutes. We ain't got just Illinois. Yeah. We got Noble Drew Ali. We got the Nation of Islam. We got the Morris Sinai. We got Marcus. Everybody goes to Chicago. The 5 points of all of the craft. So I told you.
Is that where the underground Silk Road is to the city?
To the city. That's right. Go ahead.
So what you do? Just a little quick synopsis. So what you can, what you do?
Mm-hmm.
You set up five. You set up 5 point accesses in your abode, with maybe a bowl of water in the center. But it must be an abode free of air, free of outside influences. What it does is that you place yourself within the center point of that abode, and you actually pretty much request instructions. That's all. That's the basics of it in a ritual. And what that does, it'll come slowly in time, but if you're finally in tune, meaning that you are healthy in tune. What I mean by healthy in tune is that your faculties are well grounded.
Right.
You will be able to begin to see certain insights come to you.
Well,
naturally.
You know me, and you go back, and I respect everything you talk about. Let's go with something. Now, I watched the Black Panther movie. They end up in Haiti, where the Black Panther is amongst chaos of these two nations that can't stand each other. Now, I'm going to set this premise up, everybody, so get ready. Now, there is people who I go online, travel to different countries. Did y'all know that they are arresting you? If you're American, don't have a passport in Dominican Republic, proving you are not Haitian, you would get rounded up. Now, I'm trying to figure out how this movie, Black Panther, at the end, where he ends up at the son, the so-called baby that this a woman has for the original Black Panther, the man, because the woman now is the Black Panther. How? What's your thoughts on them choosing Haiti? Now, I'm going to say this because me and you have had many talks. I'm kind of upset with the whole world of the African Union, because the African Union did not take Haiti when Haiti went for recognition in the African Union. And so why would you think, and you mean you talk, and I know you're from there, what makes you think they picked Haiti? Why would they pick, in the middle of chaos, so are they saying that we need calamity for the real Black Panther to come out? Is that what they, because remember, the Black Panther was in the cartoon, this is in the real cartoon, everybody. I got the comic book. I don't have the comic book, but I got the comic book on clip. The comic book shows that the Black Panther was against the wall in its original form, and then he transformed. So are we being pressed by Haiti, who is a French penal colony, as we speak, because it has nothing to do with the United States, y'all. How about y'all get this out your head? Haiti has nothing to do with the United States. It's France who has them in control, not the United States. That's a bunch of bullshit. Can you
The Masonic structure and order of France, in their historical have stronger ties, but
ties, okay.
It goes much deeper because there are unique cosmic mineral deposits
that are making up
most of the mountains in Haiti. Believe it or
not. That's right.
They have unique energy principles.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the 2017 eclipse that crossed America, going from northwest America to southeast America, guess what? It transitioned over Haiti. So it's almost like a beacon point. It's a beacon point due to the energy signature of the materials that make up the mountainous part of that particular part of the island. Not even DR. DR does not even have that much. But the most of those particular unique minerals are made up on the islands on part of Haiti, and that transmits a certain unique energy form cosmically. And I tend to believe there are beings that probably who are aware of this that we may not know about, but they are aware of this because again they know and they can map these transitions. You ever ask you how do they know when these eclipses are happening?
Yeah.
You know?
Good question.
And how is that able to map them accurately?
Accurate.
This is not human. These are not human. These are not humans doing these things. So what happened is that What that energy does is allow people to tap into it. Anyone can tap into it when you understand the principles of the energy. What the Haitians were able to do when they congregated on the island, what did they do? They destroyed the most powerful system of oppression at the time.
That's right.
Now, America built its largest embassy there, not just for just to build it. Why would they build it in a country that's still the poorest country in the Caribbean?
Tell the people now, because I use you because I know you love the facts. You know that Hillary Clinton and her brother, they were the ones that went and took over Haiti. There's nobody but the Rodman, Hillary Rodman Clinton, her brother, and then brought up all the resources. Me and you in Miami, let's talk a minute. You got Marilyn Bastine is now a commissioner for your area, not your area, but you knew what I'm talking about, in Florida, called Wynwood. I mean, a beautiful area. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
If y'all come to Florida and come to Miami, some of the best food in the world is Tap Tap up in North Miami. You got my brother up there, that restaurant right there over there. I can't think of the name right now. Chef Creole. I mean, unbelievable. Chef Creole is in the Miami Dolphin Stadium. That's how good the food is. Oh, he's the only one. One of the only Caribbeans outside of Cuba is in there. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something right quick. We had Elizzy Dottore, when she was on these programs with us, she came on. She showed there was a corridor between Haiti and the Dominican Republic where they do all the manufacturing for your jeans. So they got a middle of Haiti where the Haitians do all the work in this corridor to make your clothing, everybody. That's how dumb you are, not knowing where your clothing comes from, but that's on you. But here it is. And yet now that the DR, who a lot of Dominican Republican people is living and working in Miami, they hate the Haitians. Their country that they got the flag. See, I'm going to tell y'all something about me. I'll give facts. If you ever been to anybody in Miami, these people got flags of their country everywhere. They don't give a fuck about America. Only thing they care about America is they can come get this goddamn money to send back to their nationalist country. That's a fact. Now, debate me, anybody. Debate me for some money. I bet I win. You want to debate me about your flag? Let's do it. But you scared because you're scared ass niggas. Now, let's go there. I'm not taking you away. I'm just setting you up. Now, you got all these flag-wearing niggas and all these Latin niggas, because they're all black in reality. You go to their countries, niggas everywhere. They pretending when they get over here they look white. But they're over there, niggas all over the place. Yeah. And sex. You can fuck about three of them for $100. Now, I'm giving you the facts. I ain't going to play today. I ain't got time. All I'm going to say to you is, how is it that Marilyn Bastine, a commissioner on Miami-Dade commissioner, she don't even bring this up? How the Haitian community could be even real to us if you don't even bring this up? Go ahead, brother. I love you. Explain it to me.
Well, now what you have the same program being run, the cultivating of the turncoats, cultivating of the mentality of those that are afforded the opportunity in this system now. They will be loyal and they will be contributors to the benefits or interests of this system. So they're cultivating these particular Haitians. And you have to understand their mindsets are cultivated underneath the flag of the red and blue, which is petrol, which would be the mulatto class with French fathers.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
You understand? So that particular flag, the reason they got rid of the red and black is because those were the rebellious. Those were the Dessalinian King Christoph.
Thank you, brother.
So when you understand you understand why they would cultivate these Haitians. So they would be our sellout.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Now, don't go no further. Don't go no further because you gave us so much information right there. If they would go, like, I think it's 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved. You don't need no other dumb nigga to make you feel good. It says yourself approved in your own magic Bibles that you have at your disposal. Thank you, man. Don't go nowhere. I got two more callers. I'm getting everybody in today because I'm about to blow this up. I told you, America If you don't wake up, black people, if you don't wake up quickly, America will be broken into four sections, north, east, south, and west, controlled by the investors. Now, I already told you, I'm probably the only group. I can't say I'm the only person because that's a lie. I got this from somebody, so I ain't going to lie to you. But I'm probably the only group on y'all blog talks and all these black folk radios to tell you who your investors who control you. Their first investor that control you is Japan. Your second investor is China. Your third investor is the British Empire, your mother country, your Protestant German mother country. And your third is Belgium, Congo, helped by the Congolese Nigerian Africans who are, and the Arabs, because you see, Africans are really Arabs. You don't want to hear that, but that's the fact. I'm creating a controversy. Come on here and debate me for some money if you're real. See, I don't play with niggas. Bet me some money, niggas. I got Cash App and all the rest of the shit. If you really so secure in your fucking knowledge, let's do this shit. But you ain't going to do it because you don't want to lose your fucking money because you know you're liars. So the Belgian Congo is fourth, and your last but not least is the pirate nation of the Cayman Islands. They own all of the debt of America. You bitches are about to be fucked over. Now I'm going to let Malcolm X talk to you. I got two callers next. Let me get this out, callers. I got enough time. What time is it? Because I'm about to... we got enough time. You two callers are coming in next. That's 4853 and 7423. Now, I love to play the dead. I love the dead. So the dead, before the dead die, put yourself on mute. See, that's why I know you're fake. Put yourself on mute. Ain't nobody told you to come in here. Now, here is why the dead is important. That's why Anubis, the Egyptian, he brings you into the dead. He's a Jekyll, like the Omen. Remember the Omen movie? See, you don't know witchcraft really good because he told you in the Omen movie that your mother was a Jekyll. Now, Malcolm X, who y'all going to be celebrating two more months, you fake niggas, you hate black history. You don't even know black history. You are fucking fakes. You have no idea to what Malcolm X said. You're only using imagery that you've been brainwashed to because you are cyborgs. Once you go on YouTube and get your cyborg logo, then you put that bullshit on. But here's the real Malcolm X. He told you that Georgia is a fake-ass Mecca because the Ku Klux Klan could have a nigga kill everybody in Georgia. Remember that? Remember that? Remember that Georgia killing where he was killing all the young kids? And they said it was this fake-ass Wayne Williams. I would have whooped Wayne Williams' ass. If Wayne Williams even came up to me, I would have kicked him the balls and poked him in the eye. I'm giving y'all the... y'all better look up defensive movements. See, you ain't able to beat a big man. But if you kick him in the balls, I tell women, I tell all my daughters, everybody, kick them niggas in the balls. They going to go, I don't give a fuck if they got muscles or not. They going down. Don't worry about kicking, hitting him in the face. That's a bunch of bullshit. Hit him in the face. His face is thick. His neck is thick. His body's thick. But his balls, his balls, that motherfucker going down. I don't give a fuck. And any man who don't teach his daughters that, you a fuck-ass punk.
With regret, with great regret, there's no organization in this country that could do more for the struggling black man than the black Muslim movement if it wanted to. But it has gotten into the possession of a man who's got become senile in his old age and perhaps doesn't realize it. And then he has surrounded himself by his children who are now in power and want nothing but luxury and security and comfort and will do anything to safeguard their own interests. So I feel responsible for having played a major role in developing a criminal organization. It was not a criminal organization at the outset. It was an organization that had the power, the spiritual power, to reform the criminal. And this is what you have to understand. As long as that strong spiritual power was in the movement, it gave the moral strength to the believer that would enable him to rise above all his negative tendencies. I know. Because I went into the movement with more negative tendencies for the betterment of the community by any means necessary. And since tonight we had to get into this old nasty negative subject, We didn't want to bring up our program. We're going to have... But as the African nation, we became proud of it. And when they became proud of it, we began to have something... effect with it. But...
You mentioned conspiracy between the black Muslims and the right wing in this country. Could you elaborate on that?
I mentioned the conspiracy between the Muslims and the right wing in this country. I know for a fact that there is a conspiracy between the Muslims and the Lincoln Rockwell Nazi and also the Ku Klux Klan. There is a conspiracy.
Describe this conspiracy.
Well, the Ku Klux Klan made a deal, or were trying to make a deal with Elijah Muhammad in 1960 in the home of Jeremiah X, the minister in Atlanta at that time, who at present is the minister in Philadelphia. They were trying to make a deal with him to make available to Elijah Muhammad a county, a size tract of land in Georgia or South Carolina, where Elijah Muhammad could then induce Negroes to migrate and make it appear that his program of a segregated state or separated state was feasible. And to what extent these negotiations finally developed, I do not know, because I was not involved in them beyond the period of December 1960. But I do know that after that, Jeremiah, who was the minister throughout the South, could roam the entire South and the Klan not bother him in any way, shape, or form, nor would they bother any of the black Muslims from then on, nor would the black Muslims bother the Klan.
Are you inferring, then, that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made upon your life?
The attempt could have been made upon my life. Ask that again.
Are you inferring that because of this conspiracy, the attempt was made on your life?
Not necessarily that conspiracy. The attempt was made upon my life because I speak my mind and I know too much, and they know that I will speak it whether they like it or not.
Okay. Now, none of y'all like that. See, that's how you know you fake niggas. See, if you thought you really loved Malcolm X, come February after 2023, you'll come with this fake-ass black history bullshit. The man said, they got together with the Ku Klux Klan, and I showed you he was with Norman Rockwell, who was a neo-Nazi, well-known neo-Nazi. And they said, you could travel the South as long as we do the same agenda. Of course they said, yeah, they need money. But yeah, we gonna do it, sure. We ain't got no money. Niggas ain't giving us nothing. We got to get some money from y'all now. And that's what they did. Now Malcolm X gets killed, and you fake-ass niggas pretend to love him after he gets killed. Ain't that some Jesus shit? You love Jesus after he's dead. Really? Really? And I'm supposed to go along and listen to you. I no longer listen to niggas. I don't give a fuck if you family or not. Why would I listen to you and you can't tell me how Georgia became the black mecca, biggest airport in the world and shit, because it's on Atlantis. It's on the demarcation. It's called demarcation if you ain't know that. And I ain't even got notes. I don't need notes. But I don't mean I know everything because I don't need notes. I know what I know because I got good memory at the moment. But some of you got dementia and you are already only in your 40s and 30s. You can't remember shit. You can't remember to pay your bills. So how am I listening to you? So that's how we work. The man told you. Malcolm said they had agreement. You ain't never heard a Nation of Islam member ever getting killed in the civil rights movement. They don't kill Cheney, Warner, and all them. They don't kill some Jews and shit. They don't kill white folks. They ain't kill no Nation of Islam people who talking about killing black white people. Ain't that strange? Don't you find that strange? Your mind can't even comprehend how a group that say they the devil, white man the devil, can go through the South and never get touched. That's what Malcolm X did. You just heard it. You just heard it from Malcolm, not me. I'm just reiterating what Malcolm said. And I said, damn, Malcolm, that makes sense to me. I ain't never seen a movie showing the Nation of Islam getting killed in the South, and they all through the South. They got lieutenants in Mississippi, lieutenants in Georgia, lieutenants in Florida, and they don't get killed? I want you niggas on here to tell me, because that's what I'm thinking about. How come y'all ain't think this up? How come y'all ain't on these shows? Why y'all ain't talking about Maxine Waters lying about giving you reparations? Why you ain't, well, I ain't gonna name no shows, so I don't wanna be mean to people. But why you ain't saying this stuff on them shows y'all be listening to? Somebody, y'all got the mics open? But I'm going to go to the open mic. Let me go to 747. Can you explain that first before you even get into what you're going to get to? How are you going to tell me the Nation of Islam can make a deal with the Ku Klux Klan and the neo-Nazis? I got pictures. I already know. And don't get killed at all? And y'all believe this shit? Tell me how Malcolm, how you going to celebrate Malcolm on Black History Month before you go into whatever you're going to say? How you going to do this? I'm talking to you, 7-4. You so confused, you can't even talk. 7-4-7-2. Can you come on the line now, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Dry Bones.
Explain to me how that works. You know we love you.
Well, first of all, you got to know the
history. Brother Kwame, thank you. Brother Kwame, I got the right person for this.
Sandersville, Georgia. The birthplace. Sandersville, Georgia is the birthplace of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
There you go.
He was born in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
He migrated up north.
Mm-hmm.
As just did a lot of the blacks during that time. He migrated to the north. And then he was introduced to the nation by, you know, Farid Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at
a Pakistan white looking man. But go ahead.
Right. And so you just follow the breadcrumbs, and the part of the nation being as it did, it had its farms, and they still got farmland here that they're not even cultivating and use, because that's how they had all the best restaurants at one time
Chicago, sure,
Detroit,
that's
and
right.
all over.
That's
they
right.
Had,
right.
They had their own fishing fleet. They had that, but now they're in hoots with L. Ron Hubbard.
Ooh,
the Scientology.
I love you, bro. I love
that,
you.
That's who they're now. All of their upper echelon are now studying and following Scientology.
That's right.
So what we're looking at is December 27th is Pluto's alignment. It's the birth. It's the alignment of Pluto and 1776, this country's anniversary in the cosmic alignment. We are now in what they call the Kuiper Belt. This is a photon belt. This is what the brother was speaking of this energy, because this energy in this with this Kuiper belt is giving new earth. This is getting ready to be a new earth, because we are now in an energy that we have not been in for 26,000 years. And when that alignment came, the eclipse, because you're getting ready to have a super moon on the 23rd of December. Overstanding that this is going to be the last supermoon for this 2022, but it came in January. It had one in the summer, and so we've had these eclipses of supermoon because we are realigning for change. That's what 2023 is, and that means the five is about change. And when 2024, because where that set, what the brother was speaking on the eclipse across America.
Right.
It went across Illinois, but it went across one specific area in Illinois. In southern Illinois, where Cahokia, the largest earth mound on Turtle Island, sits at. And it will crisscross across there, because that was the first city in Turtle Island of the Mississippians and the people that look like us. We built a whole city there on what we call the Nile of the West. And so this is part of what this realignment is coming into. This is why when we were looking at the 10-year anniversary of the Mayan calendar, tomorrow is December 12, 2022. December 12, 2012 is when we cross the galactic center, the waters of Nu. That's why he's saying line up with this, because in your energy, you are a five, because you got two arms, put them out, two legs, put them out, and your head. That's five. That's your frequency, because you are water. 70% of the human body is water. Learning how to use your body.
Now, let me ask you, because, you know, I'm glad you bring this up. Let's go with what you just said. We five. Now, I was taught... It means that everybody was taught this. Don't mean I'm wrong or don't mean I'm right. I'm just meaning what I was taught. I was taught that Allah was five. That's arm, leg, arm, head is Allah. You know, I was taught this. So I'm thinking Allah is a Masonic symbol because it just proves that Allah is five. And then the crescent and the moon, again, I'm just getting what I was taught. I can't say it was validated as being fat, but it's what I was taught. So I would go out, stretch my arms, pray to the five all the time. That's what we was taught. So arm, leg, arm, head is Allah to me. Me, I'm Allah. I'm God. That's what I was brought in. What's your concept on that?
Well, that's what his Helio says, is that ye are God. And the part of it
you,
is that if you believing in the sun book, because the whole body, heavenly body, is what's called Adam Kadmon.
Mm-hmm.
Aries is the head, Pisces is the feet, all the constellations in between is your body.
Mm.
It's just there's certain specifics that your body has that you came on to your earth day,
mm-hmm.
in which your plugs were removed and you took the breath of life, as it says mm-hmm. in the Hagamadita. So mm-hmm. what we're looking at is that the activation of our higher consciousness is already in the process. We are caught up in this mess because the thing that we got to look at as brothers, and this is something that I want to share with the brothers because I did a retreat last weekend in Texas. Mm-hmm. A brother named AC told us, he says, brother stands for be real open, truthful, helping everybody rise spiritually. That's what men do.
Mm. Brother Kwame, let me ask you this. Whenever you get something that you feel like that, please let us know because I can make I'm saying I know you're doing it. I'm saying when you do that, I ain't saying you ain't doing it. I said when you do that, please advertise so we brothers who could make it, let us make it. I mean, that's like a secret. I didn't even know you had a retreat in Texas. Texas is a very long star state. That has
right outside of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Sister has what's called Black Land Ranch. She had 80 acres. Now she's got 40 acres. She sold half of it. And she has on there a retreat house that's got 5 bedrooms, 4 baths.
There you go.
Full kitchen, full living room, and we go there to have, we've had a couple of retreats on that, and this retreat was for men. I had 12 men from 21 to 45. They studying what's called bra yoga. Bra yoga teaches you about breathing, yoga, and meditation in order to realign that body and mind.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that on 40 acres with 2 ponds, and all the land that you want to walk around on. So what we're doing, and then we did the sweat lodge on Saturday night that birthed all those men, rebirthed them, because when they came out of that sweat lodge and seeing the moon, they was blinded because of being in the darkness of the womb, just as you did on the day you came out of your mother's womb.
Mm. That's deep right there. I like that. I like
but
that.
But what
is
we're doing is, we've got to look at these alignments because we talk about spiritual, but there's a reason why the word ritual is in the word spiritual. We have to understand what to do when these alignments come about on the full moon, on the solar, the winter solstice, on this super moon. When we begin to align as above, so below, we will activate. We're being distracted. You know, I look at Deion Sanders, and I was looking at somebody was saying something about the. I said, "Oh, Deion Sanders is going up there to be the Buffalo Soldier in Colorado."
Beautiful concept, boy. That's a good concept. You're the first I ever heard say that one. That is awesome.
Yeah,
go
because
ahead.
That's the name of that team. The Buffalo.
The Buffalo.
And
the
Right, what did the Native American call us? The Buffalo Soldier, because
Buffalo,
of the power. See, the power of the buffalo. And the two things that you got to look at something, the white buffalo calf is any albino animal born means a great change is coming. The first change came when the white lion landed in 1619 and put those 19 Africans on Turtle Island. The next one was the white buffalo calf that came about, and when the calf got to the top of the mountain, it had turned back black and it went back into the ethers. So what we're looking at, these signs and symbols, as they said, he named the sun, the moon, the stars, the signs and the seasons. What are the signs that we're needing to be looking at? We're in the Kuiper Belt. We're alignment in these eclipses. We're aligning with these constellations. Uranus and Pluto is coming together. All of these are the signs of change. And what we have to do in this cosmic frequency of change is be able to receive and not be interfered with 5G and all these other CERN and all this other stuff.
Hold on. You said some deep stuff. I'm going to go to the next caller, but I want you to come on because I'm not trying to be, you make a sense. I'm not trying to interfere, but let's just say, for instance, people who say they ain't trying to be interfere, but the 5G is telling me I had to get a new phone because the 4G was falling. I couldn't get to none of y'all. I'm falling off all day. So they're making you go into this. So is it in your, give me in your briefest connotation of what you think is happening. Because this thing is happening, the blood moons, all these blood moons you on spoke about, all these astrological events, does that mean warp speed is happening where if your brain don't catch up to this, you be lost if you don't catch up to what it really means?
But like what?
Give me your comment. I'm just speaking what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Tell me what you think.
And what you're seeing is correct, because the frequency that they're turning up, that's why they had to shut us down for 2 years in order to get this frequency adjusted so they could let us back out in it.
Wow.
And so now we're back in it because they knowing these alignments.
But
the 2019.
You never gave me a chance.
Who's talking? Hello? Hold on. Brother Kwame's talking. Could y'all please put yourself on mute? Now, go ahead, Brother Kwame. Finish, please. Please.
Right. And so now we're getting these frequencies. This is why they're coming out with all these new phones, is because they're turning that frequency up because they're trying to create as much interference. I just got a picture from a friend in Arizona. They crisscrossing and checkerboard in the sky over there because of what? They are trying to interfere with frequencies that are coming down with the moon, that's coming down with the planetary alignment, where we are in the galaxy. This solar system is in a place it hasn't been in 26,000 years.
Energies
and consciousness is activating the planet, the human, and everything else on it. We're in a new Earth. What we call now is the new Earth.
Yeah, I ain't going to disagree with that. You make it all the sense in the world. Again, Brother Kwame, if you got something, could you please send it to us in an email, whatever you got going on? Those you are connected with Brother Kwame, he's been on this program. He's been on many shows, many programs, not just here, but many. Please, brother, you got to start telling us if you know something like that. You need to let us know. So those of us who can make it, if you can't make it, you can't make it. That's how it works. Let me get one more caller. I got 4853. And after that, I got to play. Because if you don't understand what order of chaos is, they're going to create chaos to bring in order. You must prevent yourself from going into chaos. That means you must prevent your molecules and everything in your body from going into cardiac arrest. You next, 4850. 4853. Go ahead. 4853. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. 4853. You had your hand up for how many hours now? And you're going to sit there and now play dumb. Okay. Now, I'm going to the next. I don't play with people. I ain't got time. I've been through it too much. Now, I don't have a lot of people on the show. I don't have Jordan Maxwell. But order out of chaos. What they're going to create for you is chaos. I got to play this. Don't fall for it. I told you. Why worry? What good does it do? Why worry? You're going to be creating a plenty of harm to your body by worrying. Fear is a weapon. Don't worry. You are already in the loop.
man cannot move on this earth without two legs. He cannot do any work without two arms. You can't see very well without two eyes, two ears to hear correctly. So man cannot move around the earth without his two legs. Birds cannot fly without two wings. They can't do it while one wing don't work. They have to have two wings operating together, a left wing and right wing. And so we now know that this is how the world is actually being able to be moved. People in high powerful positions can move this whole world. Why? They can either move it to the left or to the right. The left is always the communistic, and the right is always the nationalistic. As the what we call the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Nazis, or the Communist Party, which is the Democratic Party. And so it's been known that you can't go anywhere if you don't have two of everything. So if you're going to walk, you need two legs. And you can't walk on a glass surface with oil on it. It's just not going to work. You need friction. So if you can't walk on a marble or a glass floor if it's got oil on it, why? Because there's no friction for you to walk. You need two different legs. And you need friction for you to walk and for you to move. So if the international bankers want to move the world towards something, they will cause friction. International friction or international strife and wars, it will cause kinds of wars between people, between religions, between governments. They are financing, organizing, and directing all of this wars and all the tragedies. And this is why even the Masonic Order has the term ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Mm-hmm. And this is why when I was a kid in school, when somebody would say something in high school and junior high, get a life or wake up, it meant that you were ignorant and ill-informed. You need to get an education. And so they make a television show. What was it called in the 50s, that TV show was, Get Smart. Yeah, that's what it was, Get Smart. Mm-hmm. Well, in high school, for me, when I was a kid in high school, Get Smart, somebody told you to get smart and implied, go get an education, wake up, you're stupid, you're ignorant, get smart. And so they make a television show in the 50s called Get Smart. And in Get Smart, there are two sides. There's an evil side and there's a good side. And what are the two sides in the television comedy, Get Smart? There was one was called chaos and the other was control. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's how you control people, is you cause chaos. Because if you walk on glass with oil, there's no friction. So you've got to have friction. You've got to have people fighting each other.
How simple can that be? I had Jordan Maxwell on the show. What a great show that was. Before he has passed, he's dead now. I have had so many people. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
But I want y'all to know something that's very well happening. You know, they're doing this to you right now. Get smart. They know you're dumb. I watched that over and over. Get smart. When I was a kid, and to this day, I said, man, I understand it more now than I did as a kid. I was a goat. That's why they show you the goat, because the goat loves kids. It's called a kid. Now, I'm about to go, so I got to do what I do.
Hey, Trybone.
Make
dry
a
bone.
Statement quickly. Go.
Let me ask you this. When did he, when? How old is that video that you just played?
He did that about 5 years ago, 3 to 5 years ago. He's dead now. He died.
I mean, he's been dead.
He's dead.
Okay. All right. Now, do you see what he was talking about right there? He broke it down about the Democrat Party being
the
Communist
Party.
Communist Party.
He said it. He told you. Yeah.
And,
he ain't dumb.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a little older than that. I thought it was maybe 15 or 20 years ago.
He did that before he died, which was about 2 years. He died this year, a year ago. Jordan Maxwell is dead. He was on our show. During
right,
COVID.
I remember.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So that right there, you know, I thought it was a little older, but that right there shows us that he was definitely on top of things. I thought it was an older video. But, yes, the Democrat Party is the Communist Socialist Party.
No
and the,
doubt about
it. And he said the Republican Party is the Nationalist Party, the
nationalist
party that loves
party.
Your country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that right there just hit, you know, I just want
to
know.
Hold on. They love their country without the – see, here's how it works, everybody. The people who are the original people in the country don't love it. So that condescends to chaos. If the people who love the country would take part of their own country, this would be alleviated. But unfortunately, you sold your birthright for some bullshit. So that's why.
Hey, my brother.
Think about it. Go ahead. Who this?
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Hey,
oh,
you know,
my
man.
Goodness. Where you
man.
Been? Where you been, man? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I've been listening, man. I listen, man. See, it's a time to talk and a time to listen.
There you go.
So
I know
you,
man.
But that first video you clipped, you played about input, output, that's what we are, transformers. But what you said about interference, man, see, y'all take out the word interfere. When somebody try to block you or something, you get the interfere on you. Interfere
right.
on. So
right.
like you say, I don't do no interfere on. I got some interfere run. With a fear run out for me, man.
I love
so
it. Go ahead.
I take
Go
some
ahead.
Interfere run. And also, I heard somebody say something about the Buffalo Soldiers. Man, the Buffalo Soldiers ain't shit. All they would do is to kill the native people and kill their buffalo, man. So the,
yep.
And you didn't hear no Buffalo Soldiers kill no white man, did you? Hell
no.
No. So
no.
We, Buffalo Soldiers ain't shit, man. I'm going to leave it like that. Do some research. I love y'all, man. I'm going to mute myself.
Man.
Let y'all go ahead.
And you could have had $100, but see, you wouldn't bet me. I told you. I knew you were right. Love you, man. Good job. Good job. Keep up the good work, bro.
Yes, sir.
Keep up the work. Hey, for all y'all out there, love y'all. Hey, I come to make controversy, but I also come to bring love. And I got to play this for y'all. Y'all can stay on here, but you all know what I'm about to do. Mother's finest, baby. We love you. We out.
Yep, yep.
Anybody still on?
Can I be heard?
Yeah, hello. I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I guess he did the last song and he dropped off, and I think he left the lines open for us, so yeah.
Okay.
Take it away, Eddie Bumberman.
Yeah, everybody was dropping it like it was hot, and I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it and took the vibe on to different places. But, again, that's what it is. When you really see everything that they have composed under the change, and, again, change is 23, which is the 5. We're going through a change. And prepare for it next year, 2023, being the 7, is the energy of consciousness, of memory that is now being enforced at that particular time. So we're going to see and witness everything that's been talked about for the last at least 5 years. It's definitely finna to focus now. So if you couldn't see it before, you definitely going to see it now. If you don't see it, it's because you don't want to see it. You are ignoring, or it's the ignorance that we don't even want to see it because we're in a comfort zone.
Right, and what you hitting on, Brother Eddie, is correct, because we've been doing this since the 60s when they came out with the song Age of Aquarius. The thing that we are doing is that these generations that right now are changing the population of this planet, because Brown is the New White is a book I would ask people to look up. Brown is the New White. And what we're doing is that they are now, these melanemic people are seeing that they are becoming the least of the planet, because the planet is being repopulated by people of color. And this is their fear, that they are losing their identity of whiteness. And so what we're doing is following what's going on above us, is because this realignment coming back across the galactic center, coming into these photon energies and these bio-photon energies that's activating that 6-strand back to the 12-strand DNA, is allowing us to tap back into who we are as a human being, as a cosmic being. And these are the challenges that they're trying to destroy or to distort. This consciousness that is divine intelligence is over, always greater than this artificial intelligence.
That is correct. That's why they play on the fears. See, because we have more than one fear. It's called fears, and your fears are 23, which is the 5. They're playing on the 5. It's all on the 5 that they're doing things, along with everything else. That ain't the only thing, as we all know. But again, I'm just bringing my part to the table so we can all unravel this so-called mystery, because it's not a mystery. The mystery is being unraveled as we speak. And we are part to bring what's happening to the surface so people who couldn't see, because it's coming from within us and it's radiating to the outside. We are the examples for those who don't know. And it's
right,
funny.
And that's why I said we're having a new earth, because there's a new being. And I've always been told, in which it says we're evolving from a Homo sapiens. We went from a Homo habilis to a Homo erectus to a Homo sapien to a Homo sapiens sapien. Now we're getting ready to evolve into the next level, which is a Homo spiritus. And that part of changing from carbon-based to silica-based is back to the frequency. If we look at the
well, let me break these words down, man, real quick. Yeah, sorry to cut y'all, but Ed, let me break your word down. Ed, did you say something about mystery? Did you say that, Ed?
What was that? Say what?
Didn't you say something about the word mystery? Did you say that?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mystery.
Well, I broke it down. There ain't nothing but my story. That's all it is. You can't. I can't figure out my story. It's a mystery. So I figured out my story. Ain't no damn mystery. So it's fun to be alive. Y'all go ahead on. But I see they try to fool us with that interferon. Trying to bring interferon. So man, I figured out. I take me a drink of interferon. The fear run for me. I take interferon. That's what I drink.
All right. But what we're looking at in the mystery and my story is what we have to look at as our story, because what is the our stand for, and that we've got to begin to change words, because our stands for the original universal race. That's who we are. As melanated beings, this is who we are on this planet, the original universal race.
Yeah, I look at hour as a damn 60 minutes in time, man. 60 minutes in time. That's what an hour means to me. That bird out there in the woods, I say, whoop, 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 whoop. That's what I see.
Right quick, take on both of y'all. Again, it's a play on words, and we know it's the letter makes the number different. So our, O-U-R, is 13, which is a 4. Story, as Kwame said, is 22, which is a 4. It's our story. And when we say our, H, O, U, it's 19 now. It changes that number to the 1. That's why our is 1 hour when you put that H on there. It's telling you already by number, it's 1 fucking hour, y'all. It's all in the number. And when they put a letter in it, behind it, it changes the numerical value, family. They just playing a game.
Right,
like I said, when we understand how they use the words and we pronounce the words using a different meaning for that word, our and hour. It's what we put on it and what we're using for that word, but how we connect it to the words that are ours, not theirs. That's why they done made, like you said, our story a fucking mystery. No, it's not a mystery. But once we come together as the hour, as the human beings that we are, and connect the dots, that's why dot is 13 to 4, baby. That's why in the computer realm, they cannot do shit without that little motherfucking dot. 13,
dot,
baby.
Dash, dash.
Come on now.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm to the side. I'm into thought, man. I'm into the thought now, man. That's why I ain't been saying too much. I'm going to be quiet. I'm into the thought, man. Fuck silence, man.
I love
the thought now.
I love it, Brother West, because thought is 41. That's still the 5, baby. You still on the 5 in thought.
Yeah.
See?
That's all.
Yes. So, yeah, family, let's do it. We saying the number, not knowing the word. I mean, we saying the word, not knowing the number. So, yeah, we got 5 on it. If that thought is there, that's that 5. Your thought might be different from mine, but as long as we got a thought, damn it, that's why. Where do you get your thought from? As Parliament said, where do you get your funk? That's your thought, baby, not mine. But give me your thought, because I'm going to definitely give you my thought. Thought, guess what, don't sound like nobody else's, just like yours, though. So let's keep it moving, family.
Yeah, hello, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, man.
Yeah, I have a hypothesis in terms of the major signature of this dominant being right now that seems to thrive off of deception and chaos. And but also with that mindset, they're creating a haven, as in the multiverse, which is a micro cosmic representation of the cosmos or universe, right? Now, they've taken trips out there, and I'm sure they've seen some things that seem to probably indicate to them that they are probably, you know, not able to enter the cosmic world, but in their mindset, they are probably creating a duplicate of it within their parameters. So the question would be now,
what did they see or what do they know that inhibits them from transcending into the cosmic realm? And what are the restrictions? Because now with once we revert back to thinking, meaning the carbon base, the brother said silico is where they're going. That's to me, it's more artificial. As we become thinkers now, are we going to be able to finally unveil them? Is that the biggest fear that they have, that they now must create their own little multiverse, the virtual reality, all based on their major signature, chaos and deception, you know? As soon as they popped it off, they turned it online. You have the first sexual assault that take place in the multiverse, which is unheard of. But it shows the primitive nature or a distorted nature that's probably part of their very being. So what do you guys think about that? That should we be falling into that trap? Because it seemed to limit you from thinking, which would take you to a higher form or higher access to the cosmos. Think about that.
Well, if you, and I think you got an excellent part, but what we're looking at is they're going through a science and technology that they're creating. If you read The Pale Fox about Oldemari and the Dogon people, they knew Sirius A, B, and C and its moon. You look at the Temple of Dendera, Charles Spence in Heaven's Wheel, telling you the alignment of everything that's come into place all the way up to right now when Cepheus is getting ready to be the North Star Andromeda. You look at Barbara Maciniak talking about the Pleiadians and their conscious contribution to what we are experiencing here on the planet. And nobody had any computer and scientific equipment. And how did our people overstand that connection? Because we were connected spiritually.